Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah. Episode 35, 36. Shit, some shit like that. I don't know. Episode fucking 36.
We don't got so many. We don't lost count.
This, I can't keep up with this shit. K100 Internet motherfucking radio, man. I'm your host Blizzard. My co-host P Rage affiliated in the building. My homeboy.
We roll in the motherfucking building, nickel.
What's happening, man?
You understand what I'm saying?
Three-headed dragon back on motherfucking Monday, nigga.
Right, it's Chambers. We here, nigga. The number to call into the motherfucking show is 347-934-0966.
Yes.
That's 347-934-0966. Y'all call in and holler at us, man. Welcome back. I love when we gone for a minute and we come back, you know what I'm saying? You know, after a couple of days. And normally I have a specific topic that I talk about, but today, man, once again, it's Mashing Motherfucking Monday.
Yeah!
But we'll get into that in a minute. You understand what I'm saying? But that's what the whole motherfucking show gonna be about today. We letting everything ride. We letting it all hang out. I got a couple motherfucking things that's been goddamn getting on my motherfucking nerves that I have been letting shit ride. So instead of talking about one specific thing today, on episode 36, we just gonna cover a lot of current events that I'm motherfucking sick of, that P-Reds might be sick of, that Swole might be sick of, and that your motherfucking ass might be sick of. You understand? And we're going to blend it all in for Mashing Motherfucking Monday.
And we're going to be covering some motherfucking events y'all ass don't even motherfucking know about, don't even motherfucking keep up with. So we're going to put you on a little motherfucking game.
Right. Okay. So let me run down the motherfucking show. Pay attention. Welcome to the show, man. This is K100 Internet Radio, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You understand what I'm saying? An extension of our arm and our family. You dig? We are a record label. We are a recording studio. We all kind of stuff over here. Understand what I'm saying? We do music, but this is another way for us to put our word and our opinion on the streets outside of the music and CDs that we already got. You understand? Welcome to the show. All right? K100 stands for Keep It 100, a.k.a. P. Ranch.
Be a motherfucking Frank.
Keep the shit motherfucking Frank. Ben Frank, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? We only got one motherfucking rule on this motherfucking show. You can say anything you want to say 99.9% of the time. You understand?
That 1%.
But that 0.1%, nigga? That 0.1%?
Go use Donald's out now.
Boy, when you decide you want to call to this motherfucking show on some fake shit, on some politically correct shit, on some shit that you just, people, you think you ought to say because you don't want to seem like a hoe, or you a nigga up here fronting and stunting and blah, 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 acting like you got this and that, and you know you motherfucking don't. Goddamn, we ready for your ass. And what we will do is kill your ass. Live on the motherfucking air. That's the sound you're going to get. No fake shit. It's only the rule we got on the show. You can call up and say whatever you want. It don't matter, man. This is not a show for censorship. I am anti-censorship. Even if I don't agree with your monkey ass, I'm going to let you speak your motherfucking piece, man. That's the whole point of the motherfucking show. Okay? But if I feel like you being fake, if I feel like you just saying some shit just to be saying it, I'll kill your ass. Now, like I said, we're a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You understand what I'm saying? And we spin music on the show from independent artists. I got a new song from a new artist called Earth. You understand what I'm saying? Well, actually, it's a group, and they're out in California. They submitted some music to the show. It's on some real hip-hop shit, but I like it. You understand what I'm saying?
What's happening, Earth? What's happening?
What's happening? I don't know, man. Because of the time thing, it's going to be real difficult for me to get them in for the interview. You feel me? Because it's like only 5 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, out that way. You understand what I'm saying? But they're supposed to hit me up on the show. You understand what I'm saying? But they had been submitted the music, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give y'all cats to spin because I like the song. The song called Sexting While Texting, and we'll spin that later. Shit is crazy. I like it. You understand what I'm saying? So, it's about, you know, everybody just sending sex messages now. You understand? Dick flicks and nasty messages and all this shit over the goddamn phones. That's what the song is about. It's pretty hot beat. I like it. And the dude's got some flow. So I'm going to spin that later. But with that being said, we spin music by independent artists. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to submit your music to the show to get spinned on the show, the email address to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio, all one word. k100radio@gmail.com. Send us some music. Send us a good MP3, a good quality MP3 of your music, and a link to where we can see your MySpace or whatever. I got some another music by this artist named Unknown. He's from out of New York. And I don't know if I'm going to spin him. I might spin his song tomorrow. And he's pretty good. And he also has a real professionally done video on his MySpace page. So I'm going to make sure I give y'all all the contact. He's going to be calling in, though. We're not going to spin his because he doesn't want us to spin it until he can do his interview. You understand what I'm saying? So we're trying to mash that up with his little management team so we can get him to call in and spin his joint. But he got a great video that goes to that song that we're going to spin on him. But, like I said, if you know anybody that rap or sing, if you rap or sing or anything like that, man, y'all get at us, K100radio@gmail.com.
Yes.
The submissions are starting to come in now when we blow the fuck up, nigga. Don't be like, oh, nigga. Running up to a nigga, got him trying to holler at a nigga then. You understand what I'm saying? We tried to get y'all the shit when it was for the freaky, when it's for the love. And then you going to jump on the motherfucking bandwagon, nigga. After we get high, what we going to do to you?
Hey, I got one thing to say. I want to give a shout out to another radio station, man. That 89.3. I've been having a lot of motherfucking callers, man. Them niggas really spitting that Blizzard featuring P. Rad, that hustling music, man. Niggas calling me like crazy and spitting that thing, man. So many people been calling me. And you know, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, man, they got that hustling music in rotation. So I really appreciate that 89.3 and everybody who's tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Checking for that record that me and Blizz put together, Blizz and me put together, however you want to say it. But real talk, niggas, all changes, nigga. Get with it or get gone.
Right. What type of 89.3? You feel me? I remember I got it. If you go to my site, I got an interview on it that I recently did with Jerry Oliveri. You understand? And DJ Cisco. You feel me? I mean, when Vic XL be doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? He show a lot of love to a nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Everybody, I'm telling you, man.
You feel me? So they be showing love to the Independence of 89. Now, that is an FM station in Atlanta, Georgia, which is what we based out of. So it's not a WW dot. So you do have to actually be in the city to listen to it. Or you can go to their website, www.wrfg.org, and you can actually listen to past episodes, and you can see the footage when I was doing my phone interview, or I did the in-studio. Me and Peter did actually in-studio interview that joint a couple of years back on Vic XL show.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But I recently did an over-the-phone interview, and they spent some of the music with DJ Cisco and Jerry Oliveri. So I appreciate the love that those guys be showing to the underground, man, because that's all they really spinning over there like that,
hey,
really.
Man,
they spin some of the new, the hot names, but even when they spin them, they spin the B-side cuts. You know what I'm saying? They don't spin the single that's all on the day. They spin the shit that niggas be playing in their cars.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, nigga, about 15, 20 voicemail niggas calling me talking about, what the fuck going on, man? They spinning y'all shit on the motherfucking radio. So, big up to 89, you know what I'm saying, .3, man, because they got their up to me to get rotation, man.
That's what's up.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. So, like I said, man, we try to carve out our niche in that same game. You understand what I'm saying? So, like I said, we're another platform for you independents, man. If you know anybody that rap, or if you sing, or if you rap, or whatever, man, y'all need to get us, man. We're going to spin it. You understand what I'm saying? If it's some good shit, we're going to spin it, man. You feel me? All right? So, that's that.
Don't ride the bandwagon, bitches.
Right. After niggas blow up and shit. Now, once again, we're gonna go ahead and get into the show. It's episode motherfucking 36. You understand? Name of the show is goddamn current events that I'm sick of, and that you probably sick of, and we gonna mend it in with mashing motherfucking money. You understand what I'm saying? So on mashing motherfucking money, the way this goes, this is basically a where you can like vent what you wanna say or what you got. Like if you got some kind of issue, it ain't gotta be nothing that's necessarily in the news. Although for this episode, you would like for it to be something that's going on in the news. A lot of people talking about the BET Awards last night. I'm gonna discuss that and Chris Brown breaking down crime and shit, which I personally don't have a problem with. You understand what I'm saying? I've seen the performance. He did the mic, nigga, and killed it.
He did the Usher at the film? Usher broke down, he did the Usher?
Yeah, but nigga, he broke down and like couldn't finish singing the song. You know, I'm gonna get into all of it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see the whole show.
Oh, yeah, don't let the cat out of the bag. Let's go.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that nigga, I don't give a fuck what you say, nigga. If you trying to say that nigga didn't goddamn kill that dance, I got a 40 cal for you, nigga. That nigga murked that mic. Could nobody did it better but Mike, period, point blank. Alright? So you did that part.
What time to swallow in the building, nigga? Lemon pepper kush, lemon pepper wings on deck, nigga. Lemon pepper tilapia, nigga, on Friday, nigga, I'm trying to say. Hey. Lemon pepper kush, lemon pepper wings, lemon pepper tilapia, nigga, that's what's happening.
You got this.
Fire that shit up, nigga. You hear that lighter spark it up, nigga.
Right.
Blow it in there.
Let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. You understand what I'm saying? So we can get this out of the way. We can go ahead and get into the motherfucking goddamn show. It says, normally I have a specific topic that I talk about on each episode, but on this episode of Mashing Motherfucking Monday, I discuss multiple topics that's been irking the hell out of me. Among them, Alicia Keys is a hoe. Alicia Keys is a hoe. Nobody wants to call this girl a hoe. Because she's Alicia Keys. But in fact, Alicia Keys is a hoe.
You'll bust her down, though.
I will fuck her.
You'll bust her down.
I know it. But
you'll fuck me.
I fuck a lot of hoes.
Yeah, you'll fuck a lot of hoes.
And so she's no exception to the rule. But don't nobody want to call Alicia a hoe. And Alicia is a fucking hoe. We will talk about that.
She going to say in your ear, you might change your mind.
Hey, I ain't going to change my mind. I ain't got to change it. My mind is already made up. I'm going to fuck that fine hoe. But she is, in fact, a hoe. You understand what I'm saying?
Swizzy!
They don't want to goddamn call it because she got them Alicia and she's supposed to be the good girl.
Hey, Swizzy!
But you did get pregnant by a married man.
Swizzy!
Bring up. Yeah! You did get pregnant by a married man. This is the second married man you don't fuck, baby. I'm just saying, I got to call it how I see it.
Ooh, I need to put a ring on my face.
You know what I'm saying? You understand? That's all I'm saying, Alicia. We don't get into that. I'm waiting for the ladies to get on the line because a lot of.
Put me a ring on my face, see if I can get some of that motherfucking magnet pussy. And I'm saying, they said that ring like magnets to the pussy, baby.
Right, right. Also, I say in the synopsis, I'm trying to figure out how in the fuck the feds. What the fuck happened to free speech? Okay, one other stuff thing that was in the motherfucking shit is earth.
That needs to be the main topic, though.
This nigga here, the feds and gay, this nigga that do is the motherfucking Stop Snitching t-shirts and DVDs. This nigga just caught 20 years for them DVDs, man. For making them DVDs. You understand what I'm saying? And they motherfucking rationale behind this shit is they basically got this nigga for, you know, witness, you know, tampering with witnesses. You understand what I'm saying? Threatening witnesses. You understand? Basically, they saying that his DVD made it hard for them to solve crimes and investigate crimes and that the Stop Stitching DVD was threatening witnesses. You understand what I'm saying? So this nigga got put on trial for the fucking DVDs. They trumped up a whole bunch of other little bullshit fed charges. You feel what I'm saying? You know how the feds got all kind of ways, RICO, all kind of bullshit ways to lock a nigga up when they really can't lock you up, when you really ain't did shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like conspiracy and all that with the dope boys and all that shit. You understand what I'm saying? You know, the feds are notorious for just making up a motherfucking shit just to get you. Because so many fed laws. So anyway, they found enough of them to get this nigga 20 fucking years. But it's really all about the nigga making the Stop Snitching shirts and DVDs. You understand what I'm saying? Right. They really was mad because you had niggas having to shut the fuck up. Niggas wasn't talking.
Yeah.
They weren't solving enough motherfucking cases. But my motherfucking shit is, you fucking pig. Kill your fucking self and do your goddamn job, bitch. Fuck you. You understand what I'm saying? We're
going to
get into that.
Nigga,
you understand what I'm saying? Get on your motherfucking job. Fuck you, bitch. All right. And on top of that, we're going to be talking about President Obama and this motherfucking oil spill. Obama.
I thought we were through with that.
Dear Mr. President.
I thought we were through with that.
We're not through with that because some more shit done came up. Dear Mr. President, I'm gonna give you a. I'm gonna talk to.
Well, shit, you need to go ahead and talk. Hell no, shit.
I'm gonna talk to Mr. Obama.
Shit, Michelle might be trying to do something. Let's get it.
I don't understand, man. What the fuck just happened to my goddamn switchboard? I don't know. Anyway, we're gonna talk about that. You understand what I'm saying? Also, just a couple other things that I just want to talk about, and that those things are the main motherfucking thing. Now, before we get into it, like I said, 347-934-0966. You understand what I'm saying? That's the number to the goddamn show. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all call in and y'all holler at us. You understand what I'm saying? If you got something you want, if you're on the line, make sure you hit the number one. If you got some shit you want to mash a motherfucker about, y'all hit me. Now, before I start, do you have anything specific, P-Raid, that you going ahead and get off your chest for mashing motherfucker Monday? I know you got to have something. It's been a motherfucker 5 days since we've been on the air. You got to have something. What?
I really ain't goddamn mad, but you know, y'all, I do this shit every day, you know what I'm saying? Haters, the form of jealousy, so keep doing what you motherfucker doing, man. Taking chains to the motherfucking top when y'all fucking niggas still at the bottom.
So you want to mash haters?
Every day, nigga. Yeah!
When you call into the show, the mashing motherfucker, that's the sound effect we do. We call it three pieces of the biscuit around in the motherfucking hood. You know what I'm saying? You just, y'all motherfucking hit him with three.
Yeah!
Just rushing motherfucker.
Y'all
mashing motherfucker.
Ain't really no mash, nigga.
Right.
Girl, Zeta having the party at Pleaser this Friday, nigga. Not me, y'all need to come on out of support. Just saying.
At Pleaser?
Pop that, pussy power, pussy rule the world Friday's at Pleaser, nigga. I'm gonna be there in the building. Gotta see a busting over.
I ain't been to Pleaser in fucking a minute.
Hey, shit, it's bad. Them $5 tables ass, nigga. If your money motherfucking shot back, down.
Is they back in the fact?
They got some more hoes in there. Hey, matter of fact,
got some more hoes in there.
Hey, Jada, y'all motherfucking put Savannah. I told you I'm coming in there. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, man, look. Hey, y'all talking to Savannah girls and none of that. I know personally. So
yeah.
I'm just going down there to motherfucking show some love, see a motherfucking bust of soap, man. I'm not
right.
That bitch.
Right.
One time for Jada.
All right, that's what's up. So, I'm going to go ahead and get into some of the topics. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're covering multiple topics. Feel free to chime in. 347-934-0966. You understand what I'm saying? So, I guess I'll go ahead. I'm going to wait for more women to get on the line and jump into Alicia Keys' ass. You understand what I'm saying?
Man, you ain't got to wait.
That hoe.
Damn, that hoe.
That fine hoe. That fine rich
hoe. Hey.
But
That fine rich hoe. Hey, Luda said the best on that record, man. That nigga say, when women do it, y'all some hoes, but when we do it, we some players.
Right.
I'm just saying what he said.
But,
I like that.
But I'm just saying, a lot of motherfuckers, see, it's like with Tiger and everybody else, when they did some whole shit, when they cheated on their wife or did some shit, you feel me? The media gets, jumped on them. Nigga, when you see Alicia Keys right now, nigga, you see her out, and they got photographs, nigga, they photographing this broad like, That baby that she carrying ain't got them break of a motherfucking home. You understand? They photograph, oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, look at Alicia. It's all good. They showing her praise. She on the red carpet. Snap, 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 snap. They ain't do that with Tiger. They ain't do that with no other motherfucking man.
Different scroll.
With motherfucker. Why the fuck? Why? This type of shit I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Why?
And I said this shit.
Why?
I said this
why
shit.
Why is different?
When we talked about Tiger, the white folks got on the news and said, and this shit really killed me.
Man.
This motherfucking white man said, that nigga has disappointed me.
Right.
That nigga said, even my grandchildren.
His grandchildren, the kids, the white boy that owns Run the Masters, that's what said that.
Yeah.
The white dude that runs the Masters as a role model.
Nigga, we didn't put Tiger on there, y'all.
I don't hear none of these motherfucking females. Talking about they don't want to listen, they don't want to let their kids listen to Alicia Keys no more because she fucking got pregnant by a married fucking man, bitches. None of you hoes ain't saying it. Matter of fact, all you hoes got them giving this hoe props for her motherfucking new CD. Y'all running out buying this shit. Y'all supporting this hoe. But let a motherfucking man come on this motherfucker.
Oh, they did.
Don't buy no Kobe jersey. Goddamn it, Chris Brown whooped Rihanna motherfucking ass. They don't want to goddamn get that man the motherfucking props. They want to get him dropped from the label. They want to goddamn protest. All this shit. This hoe got pregnant from a motherfucking man, and it be selling wild records. All the motherfucking women on Facebook and everywhere else be like, I love Alicia Keys' new song, blah, blah, blah. But when the motherfucking man cheat on his motherfucking bitch, all you motherfuckers got motherfucking problems with that shit. You don't want to support their projects no more. You don't want nobody to buy their music. You want them to fall. Well, I want that motherfucker. I want the bitch to fall. I take that back. I was about to say some shit I don't really mean. I want him to fall. I want the shit to be equal.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mash that hoe! Y'all letting that hoe slide! She a hoe! Yes, Alicia. Yes, Gwen. I know it's your baby mama, dog. I know I might see you in the issue one day. You might want to square, but I wouldn't do it if I was you. But the point is, nigga, she did some whole shit, and everybody giving her praise and props. Nobody's calling her out. Not one. Have you heard? I haven't heard one media outlet blast her like that. And she, I mean, damn.
It was on Dwayne Wade.
They blasted Gabrielle Union. Damn, and that's she didn't even get pregnant. God damn, this whole girl got pregnant by the married motherfucker. They drugged Gabrielle Union, nigga. They took her down through there. The wife suing the bitch. We done already talked about this. This hoe ain't nobody saying shit. This bitch all on the motherfucking red carpet, goddamn it. Like, she a glamorous star. Like, that baby ain't from a married man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's their baby together. They been married for years, and you know. Yeah, it's all good. Nobody's saying shit. Nobody's doing nothing about Alicia. Alicia is getting away with some whole shit. And I want Alicia to goddamn be acknowledged for the hoe. There she is. That's all I'm saying. All being she's a rich, a sexy, a talented, fine hoe. Come on, man. Y'all can't let Alicia get away with that shit.
Hey, everybody
gonna do it at K100.
Hey, but everybody knows Swiss was married, man.
Oh, this is the second motherfucking married nigga she done fucked.
Hey, you say, is that?
This time she just got pregnant. This is the second time she done did this shit. This is the second time. If Tiger Woods was to get married again and then cheat again, could you imagine that shit home? Could you imagine
if his career was over?
Could you imagine it, dog?
It's OV.
Could you imagine if Chris Brown punched another bitch in the face?
It's OV, nigga.
Done. This is the second time Alicia has done this, and nobody is punishing Alicia. Alicia is getting a pass. I can see if it was the first time. And don't give me that shit about, oh, the marriage was already over, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that. Kill yourself.
It was on the rocks.
Whatever. What the fuck ever. I don't want to hear that shit. 347-934-0966. That also.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to chime in about that, I'm waiting. I know when the females start getting on the line, they gonna come to her defense. This for y'all asses. I can't wait till they get on. You understand?
Y'all already know when you motherfucking call up here and want to tongue wrestle with Blizzard, a motherfucking P Ray is what go motherfucking happen.
Pump your motherfucking brakes, y'all.
We don't cut the bar, nigga, around this bitch, nigga.
But we gonna let, I'm gonna let him, I just wanna hear why the fuck everybody gonna say, oh, it's a double standard. You know, I
matter of fact, hold on. Matter of fact, I want to hear from, hey, if you're a woman and you fucking a married man, how about you call up here?
And tell us why it's okay for you to do that. Why you ain't a hoe. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A man do it, he going to get bashed. And I ain't saying Chris Brown was, it was all right that he beat the shit out of Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? Even though that motherfucking bitch asked for it. Yeah. That hoe threw the motherfucking phone in that man's face and went through his goddamn phone and then tried to snap and then goddamn assaulted him first, so he whooped that hoe.
You be on that bullshit.
What episode was Mama Said Knock You Out? What was that episode 20-something? Check the goddamn show page about you motherfucking bitches keeping your hands to yourself. We done been through this, okay, 100. But still,
it ain't the point that y'all licks don't hurt.
Right, it's the point you threw the lick. So you throw one, you need to eat it back, badass. Yeah! Anyway, I understand that, but
we ain't condoning domestic violence, nigga.
But my whole point is, man, they mash the shit out of anybody else. And not just women. Like I said, with Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
Everybody was dogging Gabrielle Union. Y'all, she's butter. But Alicia Keys, ain't nobody saying shit, man. Nobody is really saying it. She lied about it at first and everything.
Yeah.
You feel me? They denied it and all that shit. Now, look.
Hey, one thing about it, man. You can't hide a pound cake in the oven. That bitch gonna rise up.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
You
can't hide a cake in the oven.
Come on,
that bitch gonna rise.
Alicia's a hoe. If you disagree... If you're on the line, hit the number one. If you're on the line, hit the number one if you disagree with Alicia being a hoe. Or call 347-934-0966. If you're not on the line and you feel like Alicia's not a hoe. You understand what I'm saying? Why is Alicia not getting the same treatment? You understand what I'm saying? That's some bullshit. Coco Smooth, what the business is?
What's going on?
What the business? Thank you for calling back, baby. I appreciate you calling me to the show. You understand what I'm saying? Now listen.
It's all love.
Now,
let me come.
But what? Go ahead.
It is all though.
What?
When we were talking about the whole little, I forgot what the topic was, but the married woman was trying to sue the the couple, whatever. I mean the lady who her husband was cheating on the whip.
Right.
I called in and said that somebody needed to say something about Alicia Keys' ass.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did say that.
Oh, yep. Okay. All right, well, so do you feel me? Do you see how they just glamorize it? Alicia is not getting no negative press at all for this shit. I mean, none. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's just like
nobody
is saying shit. At first, I was like, damn, that's some bullshit or whatever. We touched on it. But now, I'm thinking maybe because for a long time they denied she was pregnant. Then they said it wasn't.
Right.
Now that the shit, since the last time we had that show, this shit came full circle. Everybody know there's that motherfucker baby. They all walking around holding hands like they motherfucking married. Been married 5 years and shit. And ain't nobody saying shit. And that shit is irking with me.
Exactly.
It fucked me because that is some fucking bullshit. Nobody. I haven't seen
and
one.
And he's doing it. It's
shit.
Like blatant. You know, it's like real upfront. You know what I'm saying? Like at the woman show, see all they all together kissing. I'm like, look, okay. He just got divorced. I don't even know if it's final. Is his divorce final yet?
I don't know. He got the best lawyer in history if it is, because they were still mad when she was pregnant not 2 months ago. He was still married.
Like,
so if he got divorced that quick in 2 months, I mean, come on. No, he's still married. Ain't no way in hell. You know what I'm saying?
He got that cake, man. You don't know that money do a lot of things.
Man, okay. Well, whatever. It don't matter. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? It don't matter. She wasn't when she got them conceived, and nobody's calling her ass out on that motherfucking shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think she's getting the pass.
But I do agree.
Right.
Hey, I say it's the motherfucking. It's the press. You know what I'm saying? The press kind of controls, you know what I'm saying, a major part of what everybody going to say and motherfucker do when they see it. You know what I'm saying? When they see them out and all that.
That's what mashing the press.
Yeah. So it's like goddamn when the press was all over Tiger ass.
Tiger?
And they still talking about that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But see, the thing with Tiger was, it was the press and individuals. See, even when the press don't say something, that's why I like sites like Facebook, because even if the mainstream press ain't talking about it, just like my next motherfucking mash I'm talking about with this nigga they caught in 20 fucking years, I found out a lot of people on Facebook is talking about it, because that's a lot of black people on saying the press ain't even going to discuss that shit.
Yeah.
But this shit with Alicia, this motherfucker's an international star. You feel me? She is big, if not one of the biggest R&B acts out.
Yeah,
they is burying this shit. You feel what I'm saying? Nobody's talking.
It's the motherfucking press.
But not even the people on Facebook is talking about her, calling her out.
It's the press, nigga. You know, a lot of people, they ain't going to say shit unless they see it. You know what I'm saying?
They know she's pregnant.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you know, if they ain't showing it in a negative way, you know, some people, they just like that. If they visual.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They probably ain't got the mentality to think on their own to be like, okay, this is what it is. You know, they just going to go with whatever the press do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people talk about shit that they see on the news that's in the press anyway, and it could be some bullshit, and it could not be some bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like Tiger situation. Everybody was talking about that shit.
Right.
Chris Brown situation.
Right.
Everybody was talking about that shit.
Right. I don't know, man.
Because the press
was though? Speaking on the whole Chris Brown situation, he did a great job with the tribute that he did to Michael Jackson or whatever, but my thing is, he was on the show crying last night, and they saying today he coming out with a damn single. So, I mean, what was that all for, a show? Was he putting
on
or what?
Whoa. What does that have to do with it? Okay,
That single been done, baby.
Yeah, that single been
done.
Months ago.
Guess what? If he is coming out with a single today, they using it for a good time, goddamn.
That's right, because he all on fucking CNN. He getting pressed, albeit however you feel about the Chris Brown shit. And that's another subject. This is a mashing motherfucking money. So anything you want to talk about, when I get to the line, my line's filling up. You can talk about it. And the Chris Brown shit is something that I already said that I wanted to talk about. You feel me? Because first of all, I feel like that nigga killed that motherfucking Michael Jackson. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. That nigga killed
that nigga.
Nah, he did that
shit.
He did.
Nigga,
I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga,
period.
Hey,
point blank.
It's like goddamn, it's like motherfucking. What? Hey, if anybody watched the award show last night, anyway, while we on it, look at all the negative shit. All the negative that T.I. went to, and they got us doing the motherfucking award show using it as a motherfucking play.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the press.
Right.
No matter how you look at it, nigga, it's the motherfucking press. Get your mind right. When Queen Latifah was reaching for whatever she was reaching for, he said, whoa, baby.
Right.
Comes at a war show. And then they motherfucking broadcasting the new motherfucking movies all at the motherfucking same time. Get your mind right, nigga. It's press.
Okay.
But it can ruin you and it can make you.
The press can't run. The press can and cannot. They can. They do dictate what motherfuckers be talking about and shit. But I'm just saying, I see a lot of motherfuckers.
They can persuade a lot of motherfuckers.
That's right, but I seen a lot of puppets. And I'm going to get to one of my callers that I see on the line. I seen somebody put on the Alicia Keys, back on Alicia Keys, she wiggle back and forth. They was talking about how much they love the new Alicia Keys song, blah, 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 and all this stuff. And this was somebody that was, you know, basically mashing a couple other people in the press about some other nigga shit. But it's like, because they're a fan. Is it because you're a fan?
Hold
if you're a fan of that person, do you give them a pass?
I'm going to tell you this. I like that motherfucking new record she got. I ain't even gonna motherfucking lie.
It's good, it's tight.
But it still don't motherfucking take away the fact that she fucked the married motherfucker.
That she's a hoe.
She fucked the married man.
She's a hoe.
She fucked a married man.
Okay.
We're not going to go through this, Pete. She is a hoe. You gon' see? You just like the fucking press and the media.
Hey,
see what you doing? You don't want to call it what it is. You trying to talk around the actual fact that she's a hoe. You trying to be politically correct in the show.
Hey,
y'all know we don't do that at K100.
Hey, y'all, look.
Alicia's a hoe.
Look, this shit is all entertainment, man. And, hey, man, I know how to get motherfucking blizzard buttons and press over here. That nigga know where my motherfucking heart and mind at, man.
That means she. That means you agree that she's a hoe.
Nigga, hey. It's a yes or no question, see?
She's a hoe.
Hey, God. That's so hard.
Look,
you admit
that she's a hoe?
And look, I know you want to fuck her.
I
want to
fuck her.
And look, and that shit ain't got nothing to do with Blizzard goddamn saying that she a hoe that I agree with why she a motherfucking hoe. That ain't got nothing to do with it because, nigga, before we was born, before your mama now was motherfucking born, if you slept with a motherfucking married man, as a woman, what was you in the first place?
Hoe.
All right. All right. Shit.
So it ain't got nothing to do with us.
Wait a minute, bitch.
We ain't do it. Now with the Chris Brown shit, Chris Brown shit, he broke down crime. Coming to the lines next. I see everybody on the line. With the Chris Brown thing, my whole thing about all it was people, you know what I'm saying? If you on Facebook or any kind of social network, people was tweeting and talking about the shit all night. And then even on CNN today, they was talking about how he broke down crime. Was it all an act? Was it authentic? Why did he do it? Now this is where. With the Chris Brown shit, I don't know why he broke down. I don't know if he broke down because he was happy that he just nailed that fucking performance. Like, you know how sometimes...
It could have been that. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, keep going. I don't know if it was that. I don't know if it was because at that time, you know, he had to do the performance. And the song that was playing was Man in the Mirror.
That,
you know, yeah. It could have been that he was singing Man in the Mirror.
A
reflection of himself and where he's been and everything he's been through in the last year. It could have been
that. Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
Keep going.
I really don't have. It's got to be one of those.
Yeah,
I don't know. What else could he possibly start a crime for?
I mean, he could have been happy that goddamn he getting a second chance around.
Okay.
Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Do his thing.
Okay.
He back on motherfucking BET.
Okay.
He getting a hold of his motherfucking career again.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It could have been that, or it could have been that he was really feeling that Mike Jack shit that he was motherfucking doing. Because
he did that motherfucking goddamn Michael Jackson shit. I ain't see the whole show. So many people
off,
talking about that. I watched that performance.
First
I'm a fuck nigga. Ain't nobody killed Mike like that in years.
First off, I'm going to give it to him this only reason.
Right.
Because of all the shit he been through, they picked him to do the motherfucking tribute to motherfucking.
And what time for BET for that? What time for BET? For that right there. You understand what I'm saying?
So they could have picked some more motherfuckers
right.
to do that shit, but they knew could nobody pull that shit out but Chris Brown.
Right.
Nigga, they had to go to the motherfucking cars, nigga.
Right.
Neo,
Neo ain't even really dance like
that. I'm just saying.
Usher,
that's what I'm
maybe.
Trying to say.
Maybe Usher.
Nigga, they could have went to Omarion.
Omarion, yeah.
Nigga, there's a couple of more motherfucking singles they could have... It's the motherfucking singles that we don't even know about that
right.
been
right.
performing motherfucking Michael Jackson for lives, nigga.
Right.
Invitation motherfuckers
right.
that doing it in Vegas, nigga.
Right.
They could have did that shit, but
they did him.
But they put him back on top, nigga. So one time for that.
Right.
You know
and I'm happy, man. So I don't know what's up with the crime.
It could have been, nigga. It's the moment, nigga.
It was. That's what I'm saying.
It's the moment.
But there's a lot of motherfuckers were laughing at the nigga, like, oh, he's faking his shit. Just like Coco Smooth.
What's up?
Just like when you said you was a little suspect about him dropping a single. I mean, why wouldn't he drop a single? He all on the motherfucking TV. This is the best time. If you ask any publicist, anybody in marketing, the first fucking thing they tell your ass is, actually, there is no such thing as bad
that
press.
Promotion. Yep.
You feel me? Any press is good press. Because you in the motherfucking... Because they'll tell your ass, anytime you in the motherfucking press, it's still, no matter what it's for, they say any press is good press because you can always spin it. Even when it's bad.
And let me give
you what I'm saying?
And let me give you one example what bad press and good press did. I'm going to go back a little bit. The incident with 50 did with Rick Ross' baby mama.
Right.
Taking her shopping and all that. Nigga, Rick Ross spit that shit, nigga. And is on top right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He took that shit and kept motherfucking dropping records and mixtapes. He kept feeding the motherfuckers that wanted to hear what he have to say. After 50 said what he had to say, and he won, nigga.
Yep.
He won.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, I can't really say 100% that, you know, it was fake of him to cry or whatnot, but, I mean, people are definitely going to question his motives behind it, you know, with the single coming out the next day. So, that's all I have
to say. Hey, I tell you what, Coco Smooth,
if me and you was motherfucking dating and I whooped your ass in that bitch for a couple of years and I motherfucking come back and win a motherfucking Oscar, I'm gonna motherfucking cry. And it's gonna be motherfucking authentic. For all the motherfuckers who threw me under the motherfucking bus
right.
and thought I couldn't motherfucking do it, nigga, these are tears of motherfucking joy for y'all motherfucking bandwagons and nut riders, suck ass nigga.
Right. So I'm mashing everybody that is trying to say that Chris Brown faked the crying shit or whatever.
Even if he did, give him an Oscar. Get a nigga fucking
Oscar. I'm mashing all y'all.
Yeah! Hold on. No, on top of that,
right.
He in the new movie with T.I., nigga. How about that?
Right.
Take it.
Right.
Chris Brown ass tilt, nigga.
Right, right.
How about it?
Two black men who had good careers going and still got good careers going even after they had some super negative press. You understand what I'm saying?
It's and they getting that check, bitch.
And they back. You understand what I'm saying? So if you ain't motherfucking liking that, after all the motherfucking goddamn white people that get away with shit, I'm mashing your punk ass.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
hey,
bitch.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this.
Fuck you.
This is what I... Hey, right. I'm going to tell you like this. It's a lot of niggas.
Right.
When T.I. went to jail, they was like, oh, this here, this, that. I ain't doing this and this, that. And nigga, I know three niggas exact that we was going back and forth with the shit.
Uh-huh.
And a nigga pull up on me bumping T.I.
Right.
I had to damn near say, nigga, you a real sucker fuck nigga.
Right.
For hating on this nigga
right.
and bumping this nigga new motherfucking CD like that.
Right.
Bumping a new single that he got out.
Right.
Let me
tell you something about me right here. Just I'm going to go to the next caller. Shay, I'm coming to you next. And everybody on the line, I'm coming to y'all too. Let me tell you
all right,
something about
I'm
me.
Hanging up then.
Okay, all right. All right, Coco Smooth. All right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something about me, man. I don't give a fuck. Unless this nigga, and I mean you got stone cold proof, not the bullshit proof, like with Mike. Unless this nigga done harm some motherfucking little kids or some old people or just some super duper foul shit nigga, I ain't never, when I tell your motherfucking ass never nigga, never celebrating the motherfucking nigga getting locked the fuck up by these motherfucking white folks home. I don't give a fuck if a nigga goddamn got into a gun pistol fight after his motherfucking goddamn show and you talking about this nigga should know better, blah, blah, blah. Okay, maybe he should nigga, but I'm never, ever on the side of niggas going to motherfucking jail. You understand what I'm saying? It's too many niggas in jail for me to celebrate that shit. For me to actually be like, I'm glad he got locked up. Fuck, nigga, if you ever said that about any motherfucking body that never did anything to no kids or anything like that right there, nigga, and they never did nothing to you, nigga, kill your fucking self. And please stay the fuck off my goddamn show. I do not like you. You are not my motherfucking target artist, you bitch, nigga. Stay the fuck up. I don't give a fuck what they did.
All I'm going to do is tell you like this.
Don't give a fuck.
All y'all got to do.
Beat the bitch up. So, that's all right. He can get back out.
Hey, y'all nigga call the police. Check another rap sheet.
Fuck
check
y'all
my
talking about.
Rap sheet, nigga.
Man.
And we can go at it, nigga.
Fuck that.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not condoning black men going to jail under no circumstance. I don't give a fuck what they did. Fuck the crackers. Fuck the pigs. And fuck you motherfucking bitch motherfuckers that want them to go. I don't care. You don't got to like me. Eat a dick. That's how I stand on it. We're going to motherfucking next caller. Shay Shay, what's happening, baby?
What's up?
What's going down? What's happening for the Facebook people checking in?
Shay, what's happening?
Now, Shay.
I'm
in the building. Shay knows that she's an inspiration for the Alicia Keys part of this
conference. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, go ahead and cock your gun, get out
okay.
the lip. Kill me, shoot me, whatever.
Anyway,
you know what I'm about to say.
Don't turn your back. Take it like a woman.
Hey, I got my dukes up. I'm ready. All
right, let's
okay.
go,
babe. Alicia Keys is the hoe, man, right?
Here it is. This is what I'm gonna say. I am not gonna call my girl a hoe.
Why?
I look at it like this. I am a diehard Alicia Keys fan, no matter what. I am not going to condone her behavior and the way she's gone about doing things because there are more ladylike ways to go about getting what you want.
Mm-hmm.
However, she is not the first person who's ever messed around with something that didn't necessarily belong to them. Now, come on. Now, you fellas can't tell me that y'all ain't never messed with somebody who didn't necessarily belong to you, who belonged to somebody else.
Shay,
you're not talking about us, Shay.
I know I done did some whole shit. Come on, you
me
get
three.
I do shit like that. But listen,
not two, me three.
That's the motherfucking point, Shay. You understand what I'm saying? We know. It's everybody. See, the point is, Shay, this is my point about the Alicia Keys.
Well, we ain't tripping about y'all.
No,
we letting y'all
body,
get away with
no. I'm not fucking selling millions of records, and I'm not on the motherfucking red carpet with this motherfucking goddamn woman husband that I got a motherfucking baby by. I'm holding his motherfucking hand like we goddamn been together, and this goddamn shit was goddamn A-OK right from the motherfucking start, and nobody's acting like they don't see that shit. They ain't calling that motherfucker.
You know I'm going to tell you why she's getting away with it, and I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying that I'll promote it.
This is the second married man that Alicia has fucked.
But I'm going to tell you why she's getting away with it.
Why?
Because people have put her so high up on a pedestal, and because she is Alicia Keys, it's kind of like the little cute kid at the birthday party that's bad as hell, but don't nobody really want to say nothing to him because she looks so cute, and look at her, you know, it's her birthday.
That's the
kind of situation, but in a more grown-up sense.
It's because she
Alicia Keys, and, you know, everybody hyped her up to be this, that, and the other, and whatever, and, you know, she got some blemishes, but we're going to push that to the back because she's Alicia Keys, and she's making this music and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't saying it's right, but I'm saying it. So my people looking at it like that.
Get yourself. Yeah! Fucking bullshit. The little cute kid, and what the fuck was Tiger Woods? That motherfucker was a little cute kid on Tonight Show at motherfucking 4 years old, bouncing a goddamn golf ball. Tiger Woods was the ultimate cute motherfucker. He was at the pinnacle. You couldn't get no higher than sports names than Tiger fucking Woods, and they dragged
his ass. Maybe he
should
have stopped with two. Maybe he should have stopped with two. Maybe
he didn't
get
none
of them bitches.
He didn't get none of them bitches pregnant. He didn't get none of them bitches pregnant. This hoe got
pregnant. Didn't get pregnant by herself.
Swizz can't get a motherfucking pass. Swizz is a hoe. What? Swizz, you a hoe.
Yeah.
You cheat on your wife, you a hoe. But I done heard women goddamn dog his ass. I ain't heard no media entity whatsoever give Alicia the motherfucking business. Because why? I don't know. Your theory that you just said is some fucking total.
I'm not saying it's right.
I heard the famous woman line that they call up here with. I ain't heard it. The what? They got a woman line that they always use. I just ain't heard it.
What you talking about? Women got to stick together, that line?
I ain't talking about that line.
That's probably it right there. That might be something.
No. What? If he did it to her, what the fuck you think he going to do to you?
You already know that, so I don't need us to talk about her because she gonna get hers in the end.
Think about that, bitch. He gonna mad somebody else.
He probably already is. Like you don't want going to. Like she might not necessarily be the only one. She probably just thinks she's the only one.
He's just
the only one that's in the public eye because it would look real stupid on his part if he walked around holding everybody's hand.
If she do believe that, on top of the list of rich hoe. Goddamn pretty hoe, talented hoe, put dumb hoe in front of that motherfucking shit. If that bitch believes that motherfucker ain't fucking nobody else. I'm just saying.
That's all right.
Please let me get one of them tracks, homie. I'm just saying, homie. I'm just saying. It's the nature of the show, pimp. I respect him as a producer. He made some good beats.
But goddamn it, man. And
you ain't getting off with
woman and messing with somebody else's man can only expect it to happen to her eventually.
Right.
That's why I said I'm not, you know, ain't no need of us even saying nothing. Because, you know, it's all going to come out in the end.
Nobody going to tell him.
What?
Let's do the unthinkable.
Hey, I want this motherfucking video. In that motherfucking video, that bitch should have goddamn showed herself fucking a married man, getting pregnant, and goddamn walking the red carpet. Bitch, that is unthinkable, bitch. That shit is unthinkable, bitch.
That ain't right.
Fuck you talking about? What?
I know what she was saying.
I'm sorry, Alicia.
I know what she was saying when it was fucking too, though.
What?
I know what she was saying while she was fucking with me.
What?
Can I make you my baby? I'm over here
Yeah!
See, it's funny when an incident happens.
Right.
And you got a song to go with it. It's always been
unthinkable.
Yeah.
She did the unthinkable. I wonder if that's what she was talking about.
But she could make a video about that. Come on. Who's going to make a video like that?
Why not?
What else would be unthinkable? I mean, pretty much everything else is everybody done thought about. You know,
it's
thought about, acted it out. I mean, that's why it was unthinkable because she wasn't supposed to do it.
That fucking hoe need a video. That fucking hoe need to make a fucking video.
Hold on, it's the spin side of the video.
What?
If she dating, if she a black girl trying to date a white dude,
right,
why can't she be a motherfucking single black female fucking a motherfucking married man?
Because that's what that hoe did. That's what she should have made in the video. You, that's the official act you did, you fucking hoe.
Call up the press.
I think I've
call up the press, baby.
I think I've just pretty much ruined any chance I ever had of doing a song with Alicia Keys. I think I just killed it. Oh, well.
I'm not doing this until you hell no.
Oh, well. You can still do it. It's gonna be probably a hating K100 motherfucking caller that actually on episode 30.
She's gonna call up y'all show and be like that song. She'd be like, hey, I know you don't really know me like that, but this is Alicia Keys. Yeah, I heard you been talking shit about me.
Hey, you know what we gonna say? We know we gonna say. You know what we gonna say?
I'm gonna ask you, bitch. Just tell the truth.
Nah, I ain't gonna ask you that.
Tell us how it all happened, Alicia. Let me hear from your mouth.
I don't even wanna know that. I'm just gonna say.
What?
Hey, ho. Can you sing on the track over here? Can you do the unthinkable? Can you do the unthinkable over here with Taylor?
Yeah, can you?
Let us talk about you bad as a motherfucker, you still do a record with us.
That's
unthinkable.
That's fucking unthinkable.
You unthinkable, ho. And I can make you my baby.
I still want to get that pussy, though, for real.
You put a ring on your finger, you might have a better chance.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Alicia. Okay, so before we go to the next caller, Shay, this is Mashing Motherfucking Monday. Go ahead, you got anybody you want to mash? What you think about the Chris Brown shit? Anyway, before we go on.
Well, you know what? I don't condone wife beating, girlfriend beating, anything like that, first off. But, you know, he did put it down on that performance. I got to give him credit for that. I mean, we have to move on. I mean, you know, he's done his time, so to speak, you know. And like I said, I don't condone certain people's behavior, but you got to give credit where the talent is due. So.
Do you still listen to Chris Brown?
I would. I don't necessarily go out and buy his music, but like I said, I enjoyed the performance. He did do good. I will give him credit for that. And if something was to come up that I just, you know, really enjoyed, I might consider going buying.
Damn, you might.
You know.
But if she's fucking married, man, are you going to go buy a fucking new album?
Don't compare him to Alicia. Me and Alicia on a different level. She my homegirl.
Hey, that's some bullshit.
That's that bullshit.
Alicia ain't beat nobody down. Don't compare him to Alicia.
Man, come on, man.
I'm just playing.
That's worse than a beat down.
Hell yeah.
You can recover from that ass whooping and be like, okay, yo.
Yeah.
But you can't recover from goddamn that baby, nigga.
That baby is healed forever. Goddamn it, Rihanna already healed up. You understand what I'm saying?
She already said, hey, as soon as her black eyes went away, that bitch said, I need a rude boy.
Right. She right back at it. Y'all don't want to call Alicia a hoe. Why these fucking females don't want to call
her? I can't do it.
Why you can't? She's a hoe. Damn it, man.
Just
keep the shit 100. Keep the shit fucking 100, Shay.
Shay, how you fucking
married? She is a hoe. She is a hoe. Alicia's a hoe.
Shay, have you fucking married, man?
Say it, Alicia. Say it, Shay. Say it. Admit it.
Okay, I have. However, he's really in the process of a divorce. They're separated, living in separate houses, all of that.
Huh? Yeah.
But wait. His divorce was actually finalized before he and I really got together. So we went next showing up in public, you know, holding hands, acting like,
Yeah, you weren't all on the red carpet, but.
Hell, whatever. Me and the ex-wife was good friends anyway. We ended up being friends.
Hey, it don't matter.
What did you say?
Said
me and the ex-wife ended up being good friends anyway.
After you fucked her husband?
No. See, that's just it. They were technically still married, but they had been separated for a couple of years. So it wasn't living together.
I mean, I would never
go and break up somebody's family. No.
Okay. Well, I mean,
he's still married. That's what you're talking about, right? He was still married.
Well, he was still married, but they was living in separate houses the whole nine yards. I mean,
You know what? I can't talk about that because before I actually finalized my whole little paperwork, nigga, I hadn't even seen my little bullshit. That little bullshit I went through. I didn't see her in 5 years, so yeah. Whatever. All right, but we ain't talking about that. I thought you was literally fucking somebody.
No. I ain't gonna do that. But I'm just saying, I had to keep it real since he asked. But you gotta let me explain the situation.
Okay.
All right, Sam, I'm going to back up a little bit.
All right.
Pump your brakes.
Alicia's a hoe.
I can't say that.
No, your girl's...
Bye.
Bye.
But you know what? But if I said that, then I would be like saying that about myself. But my situation was different. I don't know her situation all in
that's
her.
That's what Alicia
so
did
ain't
what we talking about. You didn't do what Alicia did. Did not come on, man. You know Alicia a hoe. She fucked that woman husband. She had been, first of all, if she done got pregnant by this man, she been fucking him.
Yeah.
For years.
She
been fucking
time.
This nigga. Right. She been fucking Swizz. She been fucking that lady husband. Okay? So that's the thing about it. Even though they might have been on the out, she been fucking them. She just goddamn got comfortable enough to goddamn let that nigga skeet in it and lay up in the pussy. But she been a hoe. She just got she exposed now, and nobody is calling this bitch the hoe that she is.
Like Gabrielle Union
doing
the same way.
They ain't doing shit.
Like Gabrielle Union.
They wanted to crucify Chris Brown. They wanted to crucify Tiger Woods. And this goddamn two times a ho. They even goddamn mashed Gabrielle Union. At least she had the goddamn decency and self-respect, goddammit, not to get pregnant until the goddamn nigga was divorced. And you motherfuckers won't call Alicia a hoe. Kill your fucking self. Goddammit. 347-934-0966. Hit the fucking number one. And you better call Alicia a hoe if we go to you.
You so dramatic, motherfucker.
I'm laughing so hard,
Bill. Yeah, that nigga is dramatic. Damn it, man. I just wanted to say
so passionate about her being a hoe.
And I want to fuck her still.
Hey, Shane.
You ought to be the biggest host.
That's no change. That's it.
Hey, Shane.
I still want to mash Alicia sex to ass.
Hey, Shane.
You like, be a hoe, but I still want to.
Hey, Shane.
Yo, what's up?
If you can see this nigga right now, his body gestures and all that shit. You so dramatic, nigga.
He's like the pop of vein, ain't he?
Hey, man.
Damn it.
This nigga hat bone flying to the front.
All right, I'm going to the next fucking caller.
Yeah.
Damn it, man. Bye, Shay.
Bye, y'all.
K100 Internet Radio, man. All we doing is keeping it 100, man. We going to the next motherfucking call on the goddamn line. Key, I see you coming. I'm coming to you. Actually, Key was next, and then I'm going to, I think that is, Be Nice. Key.
What's up?
What's happening, babe? What's going down?
Yeah, I'll be the one to call her, ho.
Thank you, Key. Appreciate it. 405. I see you, 405. I'm coming.
Because
she is one.
Yeah.
Right.
Key, what's happening? What's happening, big head?
What's going on, hair don't?
Don't get black, don't you start. I think I saw your butt in Shrek 3 or Toy Story 3 or something. Shrek 4 or Toy Story 3 or something. You know, something like that.
You gotta say it like, gay dude at my job, become my booty top 95.
Ooh, ooh. That's that killer right there, nigga.
Okay, so look, Key. That's what we talking about. So that was just one of the motherfucking things that we was talking about. You understand? My fucking computer is tripping today.
Hey, Key, what you think about that Chris Brown shit?
About what?
About the Chris Brown. Did you see the Chris Brown performance and the breakdown?
Man, what? Yes, he showed out.
He did.
Yes,
so what you think? Do you think he was acting at the end of that?
I don't think so because I don't know if anybody watched the memorial service they did, but he couldn't even talk then. Like he couldn't even compose himself. When they did the memorial service, because he had a little speech.
Uh-huh.
And so
I thought that was Usher. That wasn't
Usher? No, Usher did it before.
That was Chrissy. He was like a diehard fan.
Right, right.
Like you said, those could have been a few of the reasons. All the reasons you said.
Yeah.
He could have been thinking about, boy, I got to, looking at himself.
Right.
And thinking about, you know, it could have been a lot of stuff going through his head right then.
True. Okay, you right. He nailed the performance and all that right there. You understand what I'm saying? And all the people that was crucifying him talking about, do you feel like he deserves a second chance?
Yeah. Anybody does. I mean, we all
know.
Nobody
perfect.
Second
chance.
Yeah.
Nigga.
I mean,
that nigga,
you know what I'm saying? They stuff just be put out in the spotlight. That's the only difference. Some of us do the same stuff. The only difference is they stuff all in public and everybody.
He could have crawled back, nigga, and still came back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was that good, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
When he came out, everybody, you know what I'm saying? The nigga.
You know, but when it came out about how, what went on in the car, she threw her keys out in the street and all this.
Yeah.
Okay, bitch. And y'all, we already had that discussion on another show about these females keep on messing with these men, provoking them. Then when they knock your ass out, I'm going to take you to court. Bitch, yeah!
That's right. You asked for it.
Stay in your lane, for real.
Yeah. Stay in your motherfucking lane. That's why I like motherfucking people.
But, hey, but at the end of the day,
did you want to get violent? You want to get violent, and then when that nigga rock your motherfucking ass, he the bad guy.
That's what
and
I'm saying. You ain't do nothing to provoke him. You ain't did nothing to him, and
right.
You know he just come home. That's different. Okay, but if you sitting there yapping and poking and hitting it, all right, bitch.
All right. That's all I want to say, man. Star or no star, money or no money. These people are still human. They're still faced with some of the same problems that we're faced with now today. So just because they got a little money, don't motherfucking put them in an X factor like they not going to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker probably still eat Spam and drink Kool-Aid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
Right. And regular hoes fuck a lot of married men and shit and all the time. And we call them hoes. Why we can't call Alicia a hoe? I know you didn't keep, but Shay won't do it. And for the rest of you hoes,
so
that we'll call
I will, because she is.
She's a
hoe, too.
Yeah.
I'm calling what it is.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, I appreciate you. Hey, hold on. It's mashing motherfucking money, so, you know, we're letting everybody get their mashes off. You got anything you want to mash?
I don't know if I got anything to mash today. No, I ain't been to work about 3 days, so I'm good.
Oh, that's the only time you got
goddamn it.
I do have somebody to mash. I do have people to mash. I want to mash everybody who went take me out last night because of BET Awards was on.
Say what now? Damn. She said she want to mash everybody. Who didn't want to take her out last night because the BET war was on.
I'm mashing your ass for goddamn wanting to go out while the awards was on.
Yeah!
You know niggas goddamn it, I don't watch the awards.
Hey, I tell you
want to throw some damn.
Hey,
sit your ass down.
Hey, I tell you this right here, kid.
Sit your ass down.
Look, I tell you this, kid, and we talked about this on another episode. If you'd have took a picture of that ass and sent it to that telephone, that nigga would have cut that TV off and jumped in that whip, nigga.
She got a big ass shot on fucking Facebook right now. Yeah, have you seen Key's Facebook shot? Oh, well, while we at it.
Oh, Key, I got it. Hey, you might want to hang
up. You don't have no page.
We got computers. We got two computers up and running right now. Look. All right. That's a picture right there. But goddamn it, that just goes to show niggas love goddamn BT. Niggas was like, fuck it.
They couldn't get that whole shot right. You know what I'm saying? You trying to throw the motherfucking deuces.
She got the ass shot up.
She got the ass on that bullshit.
She got the ass shot up, yeah. Right.
All right. Oh, y'all, wow.
Everybody that's on the line, y'all stay on the line because I'm going to, like, I'm still talking about this stuff, but I'm going to some other shit on the next hour, all right? All
right. Right out.
Oh man, the dude from the 405, call back. I was coming to you next, man. Damn it. I gotta go down the line. I gotta go as they come in. I'm just going all the way down the line. Call back 405. I'm gonna go to you. I don't even know who that was, because I don't know if we talked to them before. Call back. Alright. Who is this? This is Be Nice. Be Nice.
Yeah, what's up?
What's happening, babe? What's going on with you?
Oh shit, chilling, what's going on?
You know it's mashing motherfucking money. Now, we've been calling Alicia Keys a hoe. Do you think Alicia Keys a hoe? Do you address her as such?
I mean, it is what it is.
Is she a hoe? It's a yes or no question.
I mean, does it make her a hoe just because she slept with a married man?
Oh, my God.
I mean, if Swiss wasn't married, would she still be a hoe?
That's not the point. The nigga married. We talking about the fact right
now. And this is the second married man that she's fucked, and then she got pregnant by this one.
I don't know her track record, her history of everybody she's done. You know,
we don't
either,
but we know this.
We only know of two of them. This might be number 10 she done did, but we know of two of them, and nobody is calling this motherfucker broad out. Nobody, she's getting a pass by the media. The media is not mashing her like they mash any other married motherfucker that go out and fuck somebody. They mash Tiger Woods. They mash Chris Brown for beating the fucking Rihanna ass. They mash Gabrielle Union for fucking D-Wade. This hoe ain't getting no goddamn negative press for this
you
shit.
You need to shoot me nice because we talking about the
And I think it's because of the reputation. It's because of the name that she has built for herself. And
Tiger Woods ain't his name. Tiger Woods had the perfect flawless name up until that shit.
Okay, you're right. But I'm just saying, like, as far as her being a female and her music and, you know, the things that she has done,
what
it doesn't have anything to do with it, but I'm telling you how the media is taking it. Like, it's going to go that way.
That was not the question. The question, be nice. The question was.
Yes, yes.
All right, then. That's all I want to know.
Thank you, be nice.
Y'all motherfuckers, hold on. Y'all motherfuckers calling
who the teeth to get the
dog calling you your hoe. And some of them just said, fuck it, she a hoe. Straight up. See, this is my problem I have with the call right now. We're talking about facts, not motherfucking fiction.
Right.
It's a fact of what everything that she has accomplished. All that stuff is fact. It's because of her reputation and the image that her image is bigger than what she's been her personal life. Like her having an affair. Like I guess her image is more bigger than that. So they're not focused
Tiger
on
Wood,
what
Tiger
she's
Wood
done.
Image is way bigger than
Tiger Woods was 10 times the star Alicia would ever fucking be.
Believe that.
Don't get it fucked up, people. What? Tiger Woods was 10 times the star of Alicia Keys, and he went down in flames, and he ain't even getting none of them bitches pregnant. This bitch all on the motherfucking red carpet posing for the goddamn cameras. Like that Swizz baby ain't no goddamn bastard child.
Tiger Woods did a whole bunch of women came out on Tiger Woods and spoke on it. Nobody is speaking on it. So if nobody is going to speak on it and nobody's speaking negative on it, like, then it's not going
to
be a big deal.
Hey,
if nobody's really talking about it, it's not going
to
be a big deal.
And that's why K100 is motherfucking here. So we're putting this shit on motherfucking blast, and we mashing the media and that hoe.
Yeah!
On my fucking show. I'm going to put it on blast. I'm talking about it. Fuck if nobody else don't. You pussies.
I bet you most. More people know who Tiger Woods is than the motherfucking Alicia Keys.
Period.
But she's not getting mashed like he did.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he's a guy.
Let's just go ahead and say the obvious, okay? Let's just put it out there. Let's just goddamn just cut to the fucking chase, okay? It's because he's a guy. So, it's some sexist-ass goddamn shit that the media and the rest of you motherfuckers are doing. This is a sexist act. I will call it as such because this is exactly what it is. It's because he is a man and she is a female.
What?
I mean,
that's the only fucking difference.
And number two, she bearing a child.
Yeah.
Because he's a guy.
Yeah, we can talk more weight than y'all bitches.
That's
all right.
He'll be back. But it's because he's a guy. This is
sexist media coverage at its best. Okay? Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm just saying. So, what you think about the Chris Brown thing? Did you see Chris Brown?
Yeah, I saw it.
What you think about it? You think it was fake?
I don't know. At first I thought it was an act. I thought it was fake because I really couldn't see any tears. I just saw the facial expression.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the more that I kept thinking about it, like, it could have been real because just like all the reasons, like you guys said, I was thinking the same thing. It could have been like he didn't have his time really because of the whole Rihanna thing. You know, it kind of took him under. Because if that wouldn't have happened, everybody knows that they would have gotten Chris Brown or Usher, either one, to do, you know what I'm saying, to do the tribute towards Michael Jackson. But he couldn't get that because his reputation had been torn and beat down, like, very, very bad. Like, so all that publicity that he got very bad publicity. So, you know, people weren't really trying to allow him to do anything like that, like just get himself back out there. So he really had to recuperate, revamp himself. And I think that BET giving him that opportunity was kind of touching and heartfelt for him. So maybe it was real. Maybe it was semi-emotional for him. But,
right.
I mean, it was crazy. It wasn't to be expected.
After the Rihanna situation, because it was all in the news, nigga, that goddamn Puffy and motherfucking Tyrese kept the nigga in the studio. They just said, we gonna hold off because we see it's affecting his ability to motherfucking do his best on these fucking records.
Right.
But them the only two motherfuckers that was in the studio with Chris Brown when, you know, going through this whole trial trying to get the nigga to do a record.
Right.
And write the motherfucking record.
With Chris Brown, you can't deny his talent. That's the thing.
Can't.
Like, even no matter what he did, like, you cannot. That man is very talented. He is very,
the
very talented.
Fight. The same fight with Alicia Keys.
You got to give him his credit where credit
the
is due.
Same fight with Alicia Keys. You can't deny her talent. But,
right,
she fucked the married man.
Right.
And she got pregnant. Yeah.
It is what it is. It's a part of life. Like, say, people go through it all every day, all day. And it's only, they just blow out of proportion only because they're celebrities. That's the only reason, because they are looked at and idolized by, you know, teenagers and kids. And, you know, people look up to these celebrities, and, you know, they're supposed to carry on this image of they can't do anything wrong.
That's why.
So like you say, they're human just like we're human. So you've got to give them room for error. Yeah, they made a mistake. Yeah, they do this. But that's their personal life. They do what they want to do. It doesn't, but it doesn't, like, reflect on their music. It doesn't reflect on, you know, the message that they get across in their music. You cannot deny them of their talent.
My whole point about it, I heard that whole spiel, and I understand everything that you're saying. And my whole motherfucking point is, you're right. Alicia Keys is still the baddest motherfucking goddamn broad on that motherfucking live piano and singing at the same time in our motherfucking in a generation, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking.
And she still look good in her outfit for so cute.
And she still the fucking hoe! God damn it! I don't give a fuck how good she can sing.
She still look good. Her outfits were cute.
I don't care. She still a hoe. So.
Why nobody calling her?
You know what?
You see what she's saying?
Yeah, whatever.
She still look good.
Yeah, bitch. She's still
a let's just hope that she doesn't do it again in this whole incident.
You just hope she ain't gonna do it again. Well, y'all women gonna stick together, boy. I know that, boy. Y'all motherfuckers will stick together, boy. Niggas need to learn that shit. One thing about the females, boy, they got them stick by motherfuckers.
I think you just want a person to be happy, and even though it came across like that, like, I want her to be happy. I couldn't wait for her to have a baby, even though I feel like, you know, she shouldn't have went about it that way, but however her happiness came to her, then, you know, it is what it is. I'm glad she's having a baby.
So if you was married and your husband fucked somebody else and got them pregnant, how would you feel?
I would feel very messed up. Now, for the wife, I know she got to be crushed. Like, her feelings are hurt. But,
right.
I mean, we don't know what type of relationship that, you know, Swiss Beats and his wife had.
I know I don't. That's not even the fucking point.
Man, hang up on her motherfucking ass. That is not politically correct.
It's not. That's not politically correct. It's like you gotta look at it from every point of view. Y'all are looking at it from one point of view. Y'all just, and it's not fair because y'all just looking at it from y'all point of view. You're not getting. I'm not being politically correct. I'm just saying, understand somebody else's viewpoint on it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she's a hoe.
I tell you what. Yeah, she's a hoe.
No other way to look at it, but at least she's a hoe. She has fucked and got pregnant by a married man. Alicia is not sliding over here at K100, okay? I don't give a fuck if Swizz and his goddamn lady was on the outs. I don't give a fuck because, first of all, even if they was on the outs, it wasn't when they started fucking. The bitch just got pregnant. That means they've been fucking for years. Okay, be nice. I'm going to the next motherfucker.
Bye.
And then I'm going to switch the subject and then play this song. LL, you've been waiting for a minute, baby. Go ahead, L. 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 Damn it, L. I don't know why she hit the fucking shit and didn't sit the fucking phone down. Anyway, so we pretty much filled up the whole. I'm glad I went ahead and got that in with the damn females, man. We done filled up the whole first fucking hour, which wasn't my intention, with these motherfuckers, and we only got a couple of the women to actually admit that she was a hoe. And even when they admitted she was a hoe, they wanted to make excuses for this hoe.
Because they got excuses for their motherfucking self. That's why they make excuses for her.
They probably did some whole shit, too.
Man, they stay doing some whole shit. What you talking about? That's why I don't got no love for that whole shit.
Right.
Bitch.
You don't call that shit out. Don't fucking mash Tiger. And all y'all motherfucking females all on Facebook and shit just mashing Tiger. Dragging Tiger. Dragging Chris Brown. And there ain't none of y'all motherfuckers saying shit about Alicia ass. No.
Hell no.
We ain't gonna let that shit go over here at K100. We gonna keep this shit one. Why the hell is Shay keep hitting the fucking number? Damn it, Shay. What? Yes, Shay. Do you have something you'd like to add?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Shay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. What I would like to add is in reference to Tiger. Y'all up there repping up Tiger and, you know, having his back or whatever. He won't even admit that he all the way black. He He ain't got y'all back.
Whoa,
what y'all over
whoa,
there having his back
whoa,
for?
Whoa, whoa,
hey,
whoa.
It ain't about being blamed. Hold up.
He ain't no brother.
Hold up. First of all, this is not about black or white. This is a goddamn male or female. I don't give a fuck if Tiger was a chick, a goddamn motherfucking Jew. I don't give a fuck what he was. This is male and female. He got a dick. That's the difference. What the fuck?
Well, all I'm saying is that y'all ain't got his back, but he damn sure wouldn't have y'all back if it was the other way around.
I ain't got his motherfucking back. I said Tiger's the dumbest. First of all, you goddamn, don't start putting words in my goddamn mouth, okay? Anybody go back and check this motherfucking show, I mashed that motherfucking dumbass motherfucker. I always call Tiger puss ass out for goddamn talking about he's blazing and all this other motherfucking shit. Got them trying to goddamn bow down to these motherfucking white folks to keep their motherfucking pockets flowing. Fuck that shit. You ain't never heard of me goddamn really give Tiger all the props. Just like I wouldn't ride OJ punk ass motherfucking dick. Because, goddamn it, he wouldn't gotten to worry about niggas till he got jammed up. All them fuck niggas. All these motherfucking NBA players that marry these white hoes. All this shit. I done mashed them all. So don't get on this motherfucking show talking about I got Tiger Woods back. I don't got Tiger back. The motherfucking fact is, I'm not letting Alicia Ho ass get away with that shit that she did. That's all.
Everybody else has.
Why? Why?
Because she's Alicia Keys.
So fuck, I'm your fuck. She
well,
ain't
still want to fuck her too. That's why they let her get away from it.
So, I'm going, Shay. I'm back.
All right.
Talk about what I got. Fuck
Shay, we'll talk.
Tiger Woods back.
Shay,
fuck Tiger Woods.
Shay, we'll talk to you
it's
on Wednesday.
Goddamn, it's about goddamn men versus women and the goddamn difference in treatment when a man do some whole shit and a female do some whole shit and they letting this motherfucking whole shit slide because she a female. That's what this shit is about. It's sexy.
Shay, we know today, money.
Not racist.
Shay, we know today, money. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. We're going to give you a break.
Sorry, man, I got Tiger Woods back. Fuck Tiger Woods.
Hey, you talking about?
You a fuck about Tiger Woods? Kill yourself. Nigga, I don't even like golf. Shit. I ain't even have Orenthal J. Simpson back. Nigga, what the fuck make you think I got this nigga back? That ain't the point, Shay. The point is, I'm not letting your girl ride. I'm not letting her ride, Shay. That hoe.
Still want to do a song with her, though. She real talented. Anyway, on to the motherfucking show. And y'all, these fucking women have made me eat up the whole fucking first hour on Alicia Keys' hoe ass.
Hoes got talent, too.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
I'm a hoe. I got talent. This is the point. Listen, people. This is what we get into. You understand what I'm saying? Now, we talked about those two things, the Chris Brown thing. And if you feel free to chime in and hit the number one. But we finna move on. We're not moving on. All that is still on the table.
We gotta play a record.
Oh, yeah. All that is still on the table. But before I go, I want to tell y'all what we're finna talk about on the second half of the show. Now, we talked about those two issues on the second half of the show. I wanted to address this fucking oil spill shit and Obama's handling and mishandling of this situation. He is once again... Obama is a victim of the motherfuckers around him. In a way, even though he did pick those motherfuckers, I'm not sensing that the brother really feel when, I think he's a little bit too loyal in a way, because some of his motherfucking people around him are fucking up, and he is not firing them. They need to be fired. Robert Gibbs! Obama, for the love of God, homie! Give Robert Gibbs the axe! Okay? Your press secretary sucks at his job. He's the worst. That's why Bush goddamn made it 8 years, because he had some of the best. Robert Gibbs sucks, homie. Please kill Robert Gibbs. Fire him, man. He is killing you in the press. He's making you look worse than you really kind of can look as. You really kind of fucking up a little. But Robert Gibbs is not helping you out, man. He's not helping you out. That's one motherfucking thing. Second motherfucking thing is the feds have given the guy that made the DVD, Stop Snitching DVD, the
sure.
Feds just gave this man 20 fucking years in jail for that DVD and the shirts and they gave him a whole bunch of trumped up ass charges and said that, you know, those all these bullshit reasons, but basically it came down to like threatening witnesses and stuff like that. Basically they saying that his DVDs was involved in hindering investigations, it was threatening witnesses and all that. Some kind of fucking way, these motherfuckers done found a way to turn free speech into a motherfucking Fed case. What the fuck? Where the fuck they do that? This man ain't did nothing wrong. All he did was film a bunch of niggas saying, got them stop snitching. Yeah, they had guns. They had guns on the block. These niggas in the hood, they on the block. They like, yo, when we catch the motherfucking snitches, nigga, clack, clack. You know what it is, nigga. Snitches. Bitches. It's me, bitches. Sup, Swizzy? You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? But damn! So what? He can fucking make a DVD saying, he can make a t-shirt saying stop snitching. I can say stop snitching. Stop snitching all fucking day on this show. This is fucking America. You want to give me fair time for it? How about you do your fucking job, you fat lazy pig? You faggot. Fuckers. 20 years? Sucker. Off some fucking DVDs? Because you went through the hood and displayed the hood mentality? How about you find the motherfuckers that shipped all this goddamn dope in this motherfucking country? How about you go after all them motherfuckers that made all them goddamn guns first? Before you worry about the motherfucker around here making a DVD, putting your goddamn your shit on display, showing how much you ain't doing your fucking job. You lazy faggot. You fucking pig.
Hey,
fucking
hate pig. Hey, you know what that shit is? What, hey, one nigga just stopped
that bullshit.
One nigga just stopped the police pass in the hood. That's all it was. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they got mad because we was taking our own communities in our hood back, man, setting up ourselves. That's what it was. You know, one nigga break a witness, man, that shit spread like epidemic.
Look, man, it's not our job to goddamn investigate crimes. We don't get paid for that shit. And if we want to tell or we don't want to tell, it's our fucking choice. And if I tell my motherfucking homeboy, nigga, don't tell on me, that's my motherfucking choice. They have trumped up a whole bunch of fucking bullshit charges and convicted this man, and this man finna do 20 years fed time. For them DVDs.
First off,
is fucking bullshit.
First off, nigga, that's your homeboy. He ain't gonna tell. So, nigga, you might as well drag me and Blizz on in that bitch.
That's crazy, man.
Break the silence, nigga, if you can, nigga.
That is total bullshit. That shouldn't even... He should never even been able to get charged with that shit. How you charge a motherfucker? What? When I looked at the indictment and the charges and they had, you know, tampering with evidence and all this kind of bullshit, I'm like, when? How? Feel me? Witness tampering and all that. How? How?
That shit intimidating, like that.
Intimidating the witness. How?
That shit like
how?
Hey, look,
how did he intimidate the witness?
Hold on, you know what that shit like saying?
What?
Trap or die.
Right.
Nigga, that shit like saying...
That's like saying vote or die. You know what I'm saying? Oh, if you don't vote or die... What the fuck are you talking about? How did this man get fucking 20 years in the feds for this?
That's like ludicrous, man. That's like saying trap or die.
It's like saying anything against the police. It's like saying fuck the police. Straight from the motherfucking underground. You might as well give NWA fair time back in the day, which they tried to, actually.
Like they tried to do Ice-T for cop killers.
Right. We can say, oh, they can say what the fuck they want to say. I don't see you motherfuckers going after the motherfucking Aryan Nation crackers around here talking about hang niggas high, kill all Jews. You got so much motherfucking time in your goddamn hands. Go find them fucking militias out there in fucking Montana arming themselves for your bitch asses when you come raid their compound, you fuckers. Fuck you talking about? Kill your fucking self, smash the fucking feds.
Yeah.
And anybody who will fucking snitch, you too, bitch.
Yeah.
Stop snitching. Make them crackers do their goddamn job. Yeah, I said it. So what? So? You gonna lock me up now? I'm gonna get 20 years for this show? Fuck out of here, man. I can't believe that shit. I can't believe it.
What's old dude's name?
Let me look his fucking name up. Hold on.
Nigga, we gonna start a campaign on K100. Free that nigga, man.
Yeah, man. This shit is crazy, man. I don't know. Let me find him. I'm looking around the internet real quick and see if I can find the guy's name. Start with a beat. He got a street name, too, though. Slim Slugger or some shit like that right there.
Yeah, free that nigga, man.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. How does this guy... How do you get his dude... How does he even get indicted? I can see... Now, at the very best, they should have just trumped up some bullshit charges, but they really went after him for that. They went after him for the fucking DVD, man. That's what they shit was about. They ain't even trying to mask it like they do with the dope boys and call it conspiracy. They went after this nigga for witness Skinny Shoes. That's his name. Skinny Shoes. That's his nickname. That's what they call him, Skinny Shoes. That's what his name is in the hood. Free Skinny Shoes, nigga. Free Skinny Shoes.
Yeah!
That's his name. 20 years.
Damn.
For that shit. You understand what I'm saying? They made a bullshit, you know, they come up with all these little, you know what I'm saying, multiple different charges and shit to goddamn indict the nigga under. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, just like the goddamn feds do when they goddamn give a dope boy a conspiracy.
And I ain't even talking about that shit in the motherfucking news.
Nigga, they ain't gonna talk about it. They don't care. They think they did a service to the community.
I can't even
believe it. There's motherfuckers that think that it's niggas. It's a black congressman, nigga. And the goddamn mayor of Baltimore, they black.
That nigga Carmelo Anthony was in the first stop situation. They tried to goddamn fuck him up with the NBA for being in the first one.
Oh yeah, for what he said.
You
I
feel
that?
You understand what I'm saying? All kind of shit over this shit. Like they feel like they did the community a service by stopping him from making these DVDs. Like he's the reason why the hood is what it is. It's his fault that all these motherfucking murders ain't getting solved in Baltimore. That's his fault. He tampering with evidence. He hindering prosecution. That's him. It ain't got to do with you fucking fat, lazy motherfuckers don't want to get off your fucking ass and that you really don't give a fuck about these young niggas down there killing each other motherfucking anyway. Just because you can't crack, just because your goddamn crime stats going up and looking bad, you want to make it seem like it's this nigga fault because he made some fucking DVDs and some fucking t-shirts. You fucking sorry bitches. Fuck out of here, man.
I'm just beyond perturbed about this shit here.
Y'all niggas don't understand the attack on your First Amendment rights that just went down. Yep. Y'all motherfuckers sitting back here thinking this shit is about this nigga t-shirts and DVDs. Nigga, it ain't about that. It's about being able to say what the fuck you want to say in this country. That's what the fuck this shit is about.
And whatever you put out, nigga, they can put a hoax to it.
Come on, man. Did he directly go up to any one of those witnesses and say, if you tell, I'm going to blow your brains out with a motherfucking 40 cal up to their head? No. No. All he did was film all the motherfucking gangsters and tell them niggas, goddamn it, goddamn put a message out here for the motherfucking snitches. How did he threaten them? How did he get indicted?
That shit
you should be able to work around that.
But you know what? That shit bigger than him. That shit spreaded like AIDS, nigga.
Yeah.
That shit all in the prisons and jail yards and everything.
That's all the shit about.
But you know what?
Losing their confidential informants. Now they got to actually do some fucking police work.
You know
oh, my God. You got to earn your fucking paycheck, you fucking pig.
But you know what? They were saying that shit back when Johnny Gotti and all them motherfuckers.
Stop. Oh, he's a snitch. He's a rat. But they had to find a real thing to indict them. They've been saying that, but at least
that's
they had the decency to goddamn get the mob on the RICO laws and all to make up laws for the mob. That's how the dope boys got fucked up. They made the RICO laws up for the mob, but then they just applied it to the dope boys.
Exactly.
Okay, but still, nigga, at least this nigga went down literally for this shit he did. The DVD.
20 years, man.
20 fucking years. I can't believe they even charged him with a crime. What fucking crime did he do?
Man, he need to sue them motherfuckers.
What crime did the man do?
Give him 20 million, nigga, not 20 years.
Oh, man, that's just crazy. I think he hit the number
one. Get insured, nigga. Give a nigga 20 million, not 20 years.
Kid, did you hit the one on this subject?
Oh, no, I'm y'all tripping. Oh, that is real retarded, though. That's like unheard. That's absurd, really.
Yeah,
like,
how do you do that?
How the hell you do that? For real?
Yeah.
That shit, for real, nigga, 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years.
If you're out here raping folks, killing kids, and all that type of shit, and you want to get somebody who made a damn DVD 20 years? Stop playing.
And they're trying to make
that whole thing. For all the females that keep talking about, well, we ain't saying that about Tiger. We all about all them hoes. Tiger, Alicia, all of them. They're all hoes.
Right.
We ain't picking and choosing.
Right. Because that hoe got a pussy and one hoe got a dick, don't make no difference. They all hoes.
They all hoes.
That's all we're trying to say. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, they tried to, in the feds, you know, trumped up a whole bunch of different little charges and went ahead. But see, he would have never even been indicted. He would have never been on the feds' radar. They would have never even talked to this man if it wasn't for the DVDs. I know people going to call us in and say, well, he got this, and listen. All the shit stemmed from the DVDs. Don't get it fucked up. You understand what I'm saying? All the charges came from the DVDs. That's why they mad. That's why they came with all these other bullshit charges on the man. It's from the DVD. They indicted the crew. They indicted the cameraman. The cameraman got indicted.
Like you said, are they indicting all these KKK members and all these other skinheads and all that?
Right.
It's like, they ain't indicting none of them.
Right.
But they just be out there like, hey, nigga, I go in certain parts of Georgia, and these men goddamn nieces hanging from their trees with a black scarecrow. What the fuck? What kind of shit is that?
They don't say none of them, though. It's all right, though.
Exactly.
It's all right, though.
Some of that
you understand?
Bullshit.
That's that bullshit. That's that federal pig bullshit. All right, Shay. Keith.
All right.
All right. That's that federal bullshit. Don't nobody want to talk about that, though. 347-934-0966. Don't nobody want to talk about that, though. You feel me? I guess y'all want to talk about Chris Brown.
They want to talk about Alicia Keys. They want to talk about shit that really don't really mean. I just wasted that first hour of that show just goddamn because I knew it would be crunk. I knew my lines would blow the fuck up like they did. 20 motherfuckers on the line. I couldn't even get to motherfuckers because they hung up. But don't nobody want to talk about this shit that's threatening your fucking right to say what the fuck you want to say? This ain't important, you dumb fucks. This is shit you need to chime in on. Retards. I'm trying to give you motherfuckers some game. It's bigger than Skinny Shug. Now you can't say what the fuck you want to say. Come on, man. I'm going to a motherfucking song. This shit is depressing.
Hey, you know what that shit like too before you go to this song?
What?
Like telling you motherfuckers you can't whoop your badass motherfucking kids.
Kill your fucking self.
Show motherfucking child. If you need to beat your child ass for not stealing and cussing and disrespecting they motherfucking elders, beat their goddamn ass. But, oh, you can go to jail for that now. Okay.
Yeah!
Just like I said, we overstand this shit and y'all don't understand it, man. Real talk over here. Play that shit, bro.
Yo, this is the homies mod in California. A group named Earth. E-A-R-T-H. I forgot what it stands for. But this is their song, Sexin' While Sexin', homie. Appreciate you submitting this music. We finna run your shit right now. You understand what I'm saying? This is Sexin' After Texting by Earth. All right?
Hey, Ruel, hold on, dog. Hey, I got the text real quick. Oh, man. What? Oh, man. Sexin' after texting? Hey, sex is done, dog.
Nah, me, I'm really getting in the mood. Proposition and you too. Send me pictures in the nude like you a centerfold. Text me in the code. Type in 69, that sounds really cool. Who would've knew that in a few replies that you and I would get a room tonight? When you picking up your phone, you tickle my hormones. Yearning to give you way more than just sore thumbs. Come to Papa, come on over after. You get off of work so I can put it on you proper. You don't have to knock, cuz you can come on in. I'ma show you what my dirty smiley really meant. We can put this in and you and I up in the sky. Reenact everything that we fantasize. No JKing, no LOLing, just a mouthful of pillow for your yelling. I'm telling you that
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you got my
the longhorn like it's Texas again. The message begins with a textual grin. She wants sex, I reply yes, I'll attend. She's at work so she wants to role play, so I run with it like OJ. Say okay, what you gonna say? I'ma hit it like it's croquet. You can't win if you don't play. And she can bend but she won't break. With a friend it would go great. Press the send button, then she sent something and it really blew my mind. She said alright, but keep it between you and I. And who am I? She replied, you're my big poppy. Cause I'm strong and a bit stocky, but my Spanish is a bit choppy. She can throw the pitch, she can even throw the switch. She'll know I'm gonna hit.
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you got my
Texas. I proceed to relieve all the stressin'. She is indeed in need of a lesson, so I give her the effin'. And the screams, baby, please give me a restin'. So I call for a halftime, and I will coach her. Put her knees like a seat on my sofa. Hold her low, bend her over. Then I go deep stroke her. Hit it bare like a polar. Make her bite on her molar. Hit the pause on my motor. Cause I know that I'll fold her. I feel a need in the closer. Crap the door when I coach her. Give a tap on the shoulder. Then a dap when I know her. Close my door and it's over.
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you have a
thank you.
Yeah. That was the homies Earth with Sexing After Texting. I like that motherfucking record, man.
Yeah, that was hot.
Yeah, I like that record. I don't know what's going on. The audio had a little issues. It's the internet radio, man. What can we do? You understand? We at the mercy of the connection. We got high speed business class Comcast over here, but you know, it is what it is. I don't know. But it had a little distortion in it or something. But I still like that record. And actually, man, on their MySpace page, you feel me? Which if they was able to do their interview, I would let them give you all the information. But I don't know. Google it, I guess. Sexing After Texting, the name is Earth. But I did listen to a couple other songs by them. And those dudes do got about, they got some real good records. You feel me? If you like hip-hop, like type music, how you heard how that sound, that's generally their sound. And they got a couple other joints on their MySpace page that's pretty hot too, man. So support those underground independent artists, man. That's what we do over here at K100. We got a couple of more submissions, but we just trying to line it up. Those guys are out west, so it's kind of hard to line up the interview with them because they kind of got in the middle of working or doing whatever they're doing while we on the air. And they ain't even off of work yet, I would think. So they on their grind though, man. They doing their thing. They got some good sounds, and we got a couple of more submissions finally. And so we trying to coordinate what we can have these artists on here, so we can, you know, let them explain their music and talk about their movement and all that kind of shit right there. You know what I'm saying? But that was Earth, Sexting After Texting. And we back to the show, episode 36. Current events that I'm just fucking sick of. That's been irking me, and it's also Mashing Motherfucking Monday. You understand what I'm saying? We talked about Chris Brown breakdown at the BET Awards. We talked about Alicia Keys getting pregnant by a married man and nobody's calling her out on it. And we just now started to get into this Fed case that the Feds made for the dude Skinny Shoe,
sure, yeah,
who made the goddamn
Stop Snitching DVDs, and
right?
T-shirts and everything about that shit.
Right? You know what I'm saying? I just wanna read a quote. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the homie T Green. I'm reading from his website, whosnext.biz. That's www.whosnext.biz. I'm actually, shouts out to T Green. He's one of my friends on Facebook. And he also has a magazine, Who's Next Magazine. They down in the Palm Beach area. You feel me? And I'm reading from his website, www.whosnext.biz, whosnext.biz. And this is where I'm reading the article. The actual show is a thread from ABC News, but I'm reading it from whosnext.biz. Shouts out to them cats. And I just wanted to read this one particular line that the commissioner said. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, I'm trying to get to it. One thing that the police commissioner actually said about the whole case. You know what I'm saying? Now, Representative Elijah Cummings from Maryland, you know what I'm saying, he was one of the ones that springboarded this whole investigation, that wanted to go out and talk about it, you feel me, and he's a congressman from the Baltimore area. The DVDs were filmed in the Baltimore area, and if you don't know about Baltimore, nigga, B-Moore is one of the most gangster cities in this country, nigga. It goes down in Baltimore, in the hood. I think the show The Wire was based off Baltimore.
In the fucking hood, nigga.
You understand? Shit like that was going down. Now, we all know that these hoods exist all over the country. We done make the hoods been there for years. It's the economic and social conditions that make
AKA ghetto, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah, it's the economic and social conditions that make these fucking hoods and make
them. Well, they combine all the low income black people,
yeah,
and stick them in there like we gonna motherfucking not get along, but we get along, motherfucking, and go out and do our stuff.
Right. And so the Baltimore Police Commissioner, Frederick Bill III, Bill Field III. He said that the video was trying to discourage people from making their neighborhood safer and intimidate people. You know what I'm saying? And it was causing kids to destroy each other for no good reason. Now, let me get this motherfucker straight. This motherfucker gonna sit here and say that...
Address the personal.
The videos was trying to discourage people from making their neighborhood safe.
Okay.
This is what is not making the neighborhood safe. It ain't got nothing to do with all the motherfucking crack that's in this motherfucker that you motherfuckers gave us. It ain't got to do with all the cocaine and weed flooding across the fucking border because you motherfuckers won't shut it down because these fucking rich crackers that own these businesses want this cheap ass fucking labor. So you let the fucking Mexicans run across that motherfucker like goddamn roaches and bring all the shit in here. It ain't got to do with these motherfucking guns that the goddamn National Rifle Association has got lobbyists
spending billions of dollars and let these motherfuckers keep on making all these automatic weapons and shit. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that. No, no, no. It's the Stop Snitching DVDs. That's it. This nigga need to go to jail.
Say it again.
This nigga need to go to jail. But the rest of these motherfuckers don't.
Yeah.
But the rest of these motherfuckers I just named don't. All these corporations, all the head of the CEOs of all these motherfucking businesses, paying all these congressmen and lobbyists to get all this motherfucking shit pushed through Congress.
They started somewhere.
They all right.
They started somewhere.
They just businessmen.
Yeah.
It's okay. They run legitimate business. No matter what they're promoting, no matter if they product, kill each other, kill motherfuckers. All you congressmen out here fighting in goddamn Arizona, making sure the goddamn Mexicans can keep coming over this motherfucking willy-nilly, knowing that's where we get all the motherfucking cocaine and weed from. And I ain't mad, because the hood need the shit, I guess, huh? Y'all all right. Ain't nobody going to indict none of them motherfuckers. In fact, we on their side. Oh, but this nigga make a DVD about the shit that's going on in the hood. All the gangsters that getting told on, they warn all the snitches as if they wasn't already warned in the motherfucking streets in T-Way. It's his fault. He deserves 20 years in jail because he's trying to make the neighborhood less safe. Let all these other motherfuckers out here doing all this other shit, contributing to the goddamn delinquency of the motherfucking ghetto in the hood, keeping this motherfucking shit rolling. They all right, though. They okay.
Hey, I ain't trying
to... They ain't getting shit wrong. They don't need to get indicted.
Hey, I ain't comparing this man to Martin Luther King, but shit, he did have a motherfucking message. Like, King, it is a good fucking message, nigga, at the end of the day. Hold on, first off, this is what's killing me. Everybody know when you was little, nigga, boy or girl, your mama always used to say, what? Don't come here with all that goddamn telling. And nigga, that's the same motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
So they act like they mama or their grandma and them didn't tell them the same shit.
Do your fucking job. Find the killers. Stop the dope. Stop the guns. Do your job. Do your fucking job, man. Stop trying to find other motherfuckers to goddamn lock the fuck up because the crime rate high in Baltimore. How about we fire you, Mr. Commissioner? Commissioner Frederick Bielfield III? It's your fucking job to make sure these motherfucking niggas ain't even got these goddamn guns and shit in the first place. It's your job to find people who tell the people not to snitch to lock them up.
Nigga,
threatening witnesses, nigga?
How many
motherfucking cops threatening witnesses?
I'm going to say this right here, too, and it made me touch on the bigger problem. Nigga, I want to say goddamn big up to Lil' Kim, nigga, because you know that why she went to motherfucking jail.
Nigga, what time of fucking Lil' Kim?
You know what I'm saying?
Lil' C! Snitching ass nigga.
You gonna let a female have more motherfucking glory?
Pussy nigga.
You feel me?
I said it, nigga, when you see me address it, faggot. Fuck you talking about? Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, man, y'all niggas don't know, man. Niggas on deck over here, man. You
man,
know
y'all
what I'm
motherfuckers
saying?
Killing me, man. For real? Why my lines drying up? Why everybody don't want to talk about it? You motherfuckers, you know what? I think some of these motherfuckers listening to this goddamn show don't understand the whole motherfucking point of this goddamn program.
Well, you heard me say it before we went to the song. We talking over their head, man. We overstaying this shit.
You fuckers.
They don't even understand what's going on right now.
Y'all don't even understand how important this fucking case is. Do you not get what the fuck this means to the rest of you motherfuckers? This means you can't really say what the fuck you want to say for real, in America.
Suck ass nigga, keep doing your 9-to-5, man.
I couldn't even really technically have K-100, since I say, fuck the feds! Stop snitching, you bitches! You fuckers do your job, police! I ain't telling nobody unless they do something to me.
Oh, I guess we ain't going to jail because we ain't actually videotaping
this shit. My bad. I know we ain't videotaping it, though.
So. Yeah. No. That's what it is.
Well, I'm not threatening nobody.
Yeah, yeah, but we ain't videotaping it either.
You just saying.
Hey, y'all suck ass. You know what I'm saying?
Shay says you want to say, Shay's the number one. Shay, you want to say something about what I'm
man,
talking
Jay
about?
Win.
Yeah, I've been trying to hit the number one, but I was in the shower. You know, I can't get electrocuted, so I had to wait.
Okay,
you
go ahead.
Yeah, but whatever happened to freedom of speech, you know? I mean, these people just trying to, like you said, you know, they in the hood. They just trying to tell people what's up. Look, you know, stop running your mouth because it ain't going to be good for you. But, you know, don't nobody need to go to jail over that. There's a whole lot of other better shit to be going to jail over.
Exactly.
Trying to tell somebody to stop snitching. If it ain't you, if you ain't do it, you ain't see it, and it affecting you, don't run your mouth about it. That's all I got to say.
You know what? You know what I want to know? I'm not an investigative journalist. I'm a motherfucking goddamn shock internet radio host. So I'm not really finna dig. I'm gonna hopefully somebody will dig and put this information out there. But I want to know how much your trial costs.
You know, it costs
thousands of dollars. It costs thousands of dollars to try a Fed case and you take it to the jury.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Lots of money. This is a highly publicized case. You feel me? They had to make sure they had them on lock. Involved an NBA star, all kind of shit.
Yeah.
I want to know how much money they spent locking this motherfucking man up for this shit. I wonder if it was enough to keep a community center open in Baltimore that got shut down because these motherfuckers claim they ain't having it in the motherfucking budget. Faggot. I wonder if that got anything. I wonder if it cost $100,000. That money that they spent locking this nigga up, was it a goddamn community center, a rec center somewhere in the hood? That there was the only one within miles to keep little boys goddamn time occupied. They got shut the fuck down because the goddamn city talking about they ain't got the motherfucking money for the budget, but they blew it prosecuting this nigga. I wonder sometimes.
Nah, it's just really the motherfucking police got to try to sit behind their desk because
the money is just
so they have a
fat donut eating faggot.
You got a lot of motherfucking cases come out. They come out with, what happened to you? Oh, he got motherfucking banged up because he told on such and such.
You know what?
It wouldn't even been a motherfucking case if he wouldn't have never told.
It's like the first 48. Ain't no, you don't want to hear this shit because everybody, people gonna say, oh, if it was your loved one, if it was my motherfucking loved one, first of all, if it was my loved one, I'm going to investigate first. I'm going to fuck the police, nigga. I'm coming for blood, nigga. You call it vigilante justice, you call it whatever you want to, nigga. Touch one of mine. Fuck them crackers, nigga. I'm coming. And I'll lay down about mine, nigga. I'm not playing. That's about mine.
Well,
hey, I want them to do their motherfucking job.
Hey, you know what? Soon as they go down, nigga, they might as well just be sitting outside. You know what I mean?
It's like
they already know.
Do your job. Yeah, I know. If you watch the first 48, they're going to say, you know how many crimes and murders are solved because people did tell or whatever? Listen, we ain't even talking about, because first of all, a lot of the motherfucking shit, I watched the first Stop Snitching shit. A lot of the shit was niggas snitching on dope boys and shit. You feel what I'm saying? It was a couple of people that was talking about murders and shit like that. But most of that shit, they was talking about them niggas snitching on when you get caught with your goddamn dope, you give up your connect. You feel me now? That's 80% of what the DVD was about.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Now, I ain't sitting here saying if a motherfucker come out here and shoot up a goddamn party full of goddamn 16-year-old teenagers just having a good time and everybody saw who did it, that don't nobody need to say nothing. Don't fucking think I'm talking about some ignorant fucking shit like that. I'm talking about when these motherfuckers talking about snitching on these goddamn drug dealers and all these other motherfucking goddamn hyped up goddamn cases that they got on niggas. You feel me? Well, niggas really ain't really hurting nobody in the first place except motherfuckers that want to get dope anyway. You understand what I'm saying? I already said unless you done goddamn harmed a child or harmed some old motherfucker, that's a little bit different. A little bit different.
But everybody
but they
knows.
Still need to do
ain't
motherfuckers
hurt nobody.
But we're talking about, if you ever watch the Stop Stitching DVDs, they was talking about niggas, the dope gang, the dope boys. You feel what I'm saying?
But see, it really comes.
They couldn't catch no more the dope boys. They couldn't catch them dope boys no more.
But you know what? Because everybody who really got that money was, you know what I'm saying, in that dope game, them niggas figure it out, nigga. At the end of the day, yeah, nigga, you didn't make nobody motherfucking smoke dope or do what it was. You was getting money. But guess what? A lot of niggas that had that money was putting back in their motherfucking community, nigga.
Yeah.
Paying the motherfucking old lady rent before the motherfucking economy fall about the motherfucking houses and shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Going to get the motherfucking old lady groceries and shit, bringing it into the motherfucking house, helping the old ladies the motherfucking across the street.
Yeah.
Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that hood was straight.
Right.
Telling the younger generation, nigga, look, you don't need to be out here on that block doing what I'm motherfucking doing.
You know what?
Ass on to school somewhere.
You know what? It's like that case that they built on that nigga over there in Jamaica.
Shit.
The dude over in Jamaica who had a whole motherfucking hood. He like literally a real life Robin Hood. This dude.
That's what they
over
afraid gonna happen.
Yeah. You feel me? This dude over there. You feel me? The fucking government is shit. They got literal slums over that motherfucking nigga for real.
Yeah,
the only motherfucker over there providing a way for motherfuckers to eat and get money. You feel me? But he was running guns and dope in. You feel me?
from back up to America, you feel me, shipping that shit over here. Yeah, nigga, because that was the only way the hood would see any money. Because the government wasn't doing shit but spending all that motherfucking money on the other side of the island at Ocho Rios and shit where all the tourists come in. And the hood was getting no fucking help whatsoever from the motherfucking goddamn government. You feel what I'm saying? And so, basically, what was happening, the hood was starving to death. And so, this nigga was taking this connection that he had in America, getting it in with the goddamn game, and giving money back to the fucking hood. Nigga, when the motherfucking goddamn feds, the Jamaica couldn't do shit with him. They couldn't touch him. So, the feds indicted his ass over here in America for the dope that he was sending over there to America. And nigga, they got the hood. So, then they showed up to the hood, the whole slum. Barricaded inside the hood, nigga, and the police ain't even here and find that nigga because they said, nigga, this our motherfucking goddamn president, nigga. Come in, this nigga, you got to kill all of us before you get to him.
Yeah, right.
Barricaded themselves in the motherfucking hood because why? Why? Why you think they did that, nigga? You think they do that for a motherfucker who was goddamn really hurting them?
Hell no. And nigga,
these regular motherfuckers, ain't nobody telling the motherfucking folks shit. They're going to these motherfucking regular people arming themselves with guns, fighting trained police officers because y'all trying to take this nigga to jail. And it's the only motherfucker that's bringing money back to this hood.
Yeah, yeah, because they know without him, nigga, it's nigga, what?
Y'all people, I are you self-righteous.
They don't bite the hand to feed you.
Yeah, you self-righteous motherfuckers. Now, I know this ain't the same as the stop switching shit, but I'm saying it equates over to the same thing as the fucking police want everybody else to do their motherfucking job except their ass.
And he was eating off that shit, too, nigga. Don't get it twisted.
It was some dirty cops eating off that shit.
He was eating off that shit, nigga.
Dirty cops eating off that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But my whole point is, it's not about I'm condoning murder. I want people to murder for free and don't get caught. No, I don't even call it for that shit. It's about that man made a motherfucking DVD and he went to jail for it. That's it. There ain't no way to spin that shit. That man made a DVD and him and some of his crew got indicted also. They indicted two cameramen, a couple other people, you feel me, that was involved with the project, and they went down for making a DVD. Essentially. So what if you don't like what he fucking saying on the DVD? Fuck you! Don't buy it, you faggot!
That's like saying, we can't motherfucking do music. They not gonna buy Chase.
Fuck it, because I say fuck the police in my song. Fuck you talking about? That's crazy. That's you people are not taking this case serious, man. That shit is crazy. That means the feds can basically tell you, if we don't like what you saying, we can find a way to indict you. That is going against the First Amendment! Hello? Hello? Nobody cares?
But they got all these motherfucking videos out here. Man.
Nobody cares.
Make the rules up as you go.
Yeah, what you think, Shay?
That's just like making the rules up as you go. It's like, you know, well, this the law, but you know what? When it's convenient, we're going to twist it up a little bit because we don't like that.
Right, because it's making our job harder. So?
Yeah, we're going to have to work a little bit. So we want y'all to go ahead and tell us what you saw, what you heard, what you think you know, so that we can go ahead and take care of this.
Right, and these guys that are telling you not to say nothing, these guys making these DVDs and these shirts, we're going to get them too, because they're not making your neighborhood any safer.
But you know what? The D-Boys ain't hurting nobody. They see a demand, and they're just trying to supply it. If anything else, they provide jobs.
I mean, that's one less motherfucker selling dope and guns. Because he got a legitimate way of making money. You feel me?
And
all he doing is telling stories about the hood.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. How could you... I just don't understand why nobody ain't up in arms about this shit.
And then they
ain't nobody talking about it because they're going to try and say all the little bullshit charges or whatever. Listen, the reason why this man is in the spotlight... And the only reason why the feds are even at the man was because of the DVD. So whatever charges y'all want to talk about, that's not why he got... Shut the fuck up. Hear your fucking talk. The only reason why he even owned their scope is because he made them fucking DVDs.
Well, you know, if it was tax evasion or selling, them little teenage girls with their titties and asses hanging out, then it would be, they would get a little bit more leniency.
Right. You understand what I'm saying? If it was child pornography, I don't know. Shit, I don't know what the fuck. You understand what I'm saying?
Shit, they came and got him out of the first DVD. What the fuck?
What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why nobody is mad as I am about this indictment. That is total Trump in the fucking First Amendment.
And we ain't talking about all y'all niggas out here that work a 9-to-5, that ain't never been in the motherfucking streets, that ain't never had the motherfucking hustle. the motherfucker feed your kids or to keep your family straight or help mom and them out on them motherfucking bills or the goddamn, you know what I'm saying, make sure you know your kids ain't that shit to go back to school. And we ain't talking to y'all, nigga.
Fuck y'all. Pussies.
We ain't talking to y'all.
You don't even get the whole business. And if you ain't never touched a gram of cocaine, a fucking dime bag of weed, a drunk and dry, you ain't never did nothing wrong, nigga. You still can get your motherfucking ass up in the middle of motherfucking Times Square with a motherfucking sign in the bullhorn and burn the motherfucking flag and can't go to jail. Why the fuck this nigga can't say stop snitching? I don't want to hear that motherfucking pussy shit.
That's all we saying, man.
Don't give me that fucking bullshit, nigga. Don't try and goddamn. Now, listen, man.
Y'all know who the fuck y'all think
y'all dealing with over here.
Y'all talking to two niggas that came for the motherfucking struggle.
What I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Who got up on that motherfucking 8-1 gang, nigga? And giving gang back. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with your partner, man.
Don't try to twist my words and say I got that advocate murder and all kind of bullshit in the hood. Don't even do it, nigga. I'm talking about this man got indicted by the feds, got put on the scope by the feds because he said stop snitching because he made those motherfuckers work a little bit hard at the job they get paid to do any motherfucking way.
They didn't do that shit. Luke went to jail a couple of times for doing all the shit he did, but y'all love that shit so much, y'all stood behind him. Nigga, free skin in the motherfucking shoes, nigga. Talk about that.
If you don't agree, fuck you. This ain't the show for you. Don't tune in no more, faggot.
Matter of fact, nigga, when we do our video, YouTube or whatever, nigga, I'm gonna put me a picture, nigga, on my shirt, nigga, say free skin, motherfucking sure, nigga. See how many niggas who know.
I mean,
yeah, nigga.
The shit is just crazy,
nigga.
Man.
368, nigga. How about that? Free auto, nigga.
Free my motherfucking niggas, man.
For
snitches. Cause he wouldn't be in everyone for snitches.
Y'all nigga was eating off the nigga. He let y'all niggas motherfucking eat, then y'all get banged up, and y'all want to stop a nigga from, you know what I'm saying, making sure everybody else eat on the street.
How you doing, snitches? It's me, snitches. Sup, Swizzy?
Don't even know. Hey, man, right here, man. Get fucked up, man.
What
look,
talking about, man?
My partner, get fucked up, man. I'm going to get it. If you got to do some time, nigga, I'm going to put some money on your book, nigga. I'm going to make sure you straight.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
This shit is crazy. It's crazy.
Niggas already know what I motherfucking do, man. That what I do.
That's crazy. That man went down for making a fucking DVD. At the end of the day, I don't care how you spin it. I don't care how you change it. He went down for making a DVD.
Not these suck-ass niggas that motherfuckers that get locked up thinking the niggas gonna not have their motherfucking back.
Right.
And not do what these motherfuckers supposed to do. And, oh, I ain't fucking with this nigga because this and that. Because a nigga might not have answered his phone or his phone don't slip. Collect motherfucking phone calls and all that shit. Nigga, get out and holler at a real nigga. Put you right back on your feet, nigga.
Man. I'm coming up to the end of the show.
That shit is sensitive to me right now.
I'm coming up to the end of the fucking show, man. That shit is way past sensitive, nigga. Because
yeah,
my motherfucking dog is gone.
Nigga motherfucking,
my motherfucking nigga
me,
gone doing
like
all
I ain't
the
no
time
real
behind
nigga,
these snitching-ass niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? These niggas in the hood and snitched and got out, and niggas, whatever it is, it's a revolving though, especially in the feds. Niggas be, they done made up a way to give a motherfucker so much time. It's like, I mean, niggas goddamn be like, goddamn.
Lights out.
20 years?
Them niggas get out.
Niggas goddamn nut up. They throw them 20 at them like that, man.
Lottery numbers, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, one time, free motherfucking big head, nigga.
God,
how about that? Free big head, man. Free my little cousin, nigga.
What you saying, man? This shit is not about, I don't give a fuck. If you don't care, I don't care if you don't like the whole fucking stop snitching mode. I don't care if you don't like it. You got to understand what happened. What happened was, even if you don't like people saying stop snitching, what happened was a motherfucking person that came up with a slogan that went against what the authorities like, that went against what the police and the feds like, got locked up because he said something that they didn't like. Not because he committed an actual fucking crime. They made up some shit to lock the man up for. Because of that. That's the point. I don't care if you don't agree with what we're saying about snitching. I don't care if you would snitch your fucking self.
Hey.
I don't care if one of your loved ones got murdered and the only way they saw that shit is because the motherfucker snitched. I do not care. You can't lock another motherfucker up for saying, don't tell, stop telling, and profiting off of it.
Hey, man, I just feel like this, man. Like,
shit, man.
At the end of the day, man, I'm just going to say it like this.
Go ahead so we can close it.
I'm disgusted.
I'm ready to get off the air. What you got?
It's a lot of niggas still eating because of motherfucking P-Rez affiliated, motherfucking Blizzard, motherfucking K-1, nigga, motherfucking because of China. It's a lot of niggas still goddamn can eat, nigga, because of what we motherfucking do, nigga. Well, just working a job on the block, doing whatever it is. Nigga, it's a lot of motherfuckers that depend on us, nigga, besides our family and our kids. You feel me? Y'all nigga, get y'all motherfucking mind together, man. Get your mind right, partner. All
right.
I do this shit. We do this shit over here.
With that being said, we goddamn logging off the motherfucking air. Episode 36, current events that I'm sick of. I didn't even get to Obama. Obama! Fire! Robert! Give! Worst press secretary in the fucking past 30 years. He sucks. See if you can get Ari Fleischer. I heard he turned on Bush. He could get better in his sleep.
Yeah. Lady, stay down with your nigga if he motherfucking...
Ah.
Lady, stay down with your motherfucking man if you know he motherfucking doing what he motherfucking supposed to do. Right. And you ain't doing what you motherfucking supposed to do. Man, stay down with that nigga, man.
Yeah.
One time to make a better way for you.
And before I go, one time for all the dope boys.
Yeah.
Who trying to goddamn get out the game. And they taking advantage of this goddamn oil shit and getting all that motherfucking BP money out there making $30-something an hour, nigga.
$32 an hour.
7 days and more times y'all, man. Hey, Frank McKee fan. You can't call the feds on that, motherfucker.
Hey. Hey, BP, hey.
You can't call the fans on that one, Frank.
Hey, guess what?
They getting legit money. Leave them alone.
Hey.
Stop trying to pull them over when they leaving off the beach.
Hey, BP put a lot of blocks back in the hood.
Thank you. All right, man. This is motherfucking K100 Internet Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the motherfucking show. This was episode 36, Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. You understand what I'm saying? We talked about a whole host of things. I appreciate everybody riding with us all the way up. We're almost at 40 episodes. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm your motherfucking co-host, P-Rez Affiliated.
I'm your motherfucking host, Blizzard, nigga. Stop motherfucking snitching, faggot.
Nigga, change the lights over this.
Kill yourself! Home.